Michael, give me a mic check.
Hello. Hello.
Perfect. You're kidding. You're kidding me.
That's a bummer.
You're kidding. Come on. You're funning me. What are
Hold
you doing?
I don't think he's kidding.
What are you doing?
Well, they don't have me in the right one. I'm putting me in
I blame the clothespin.
Go back to Mike 3?
Yeah, go back to Mike 3.
Yeah, Buzz, isn't it funny that we do use actual clothespins?
Yes, to hold the wires in place.
Hello, hello.
There you go. No?
I don't, you tell me. You tell me.
No, listen.
It's not right.
I had to have a
hello,
meeting.
Hello, check one.
Listen, I had
what
to have
the
a...
the deal, man?
I had
These
to have a meeting.
We're fine.
Hold on, I had a meeting today.
Ricardo Limon. Tony Diggs.
With Tony, and I couldn't tell him what the problem is. I said, all I know is when we get in there, Mike's mic is not exactly right.
What we do yesterday, Rob?
You were in that meeting, Rob, with Tony the engineer.
Yesterday, what we did is we switched them the way they were and then put you on a different
right.
fader.
I think they sound fine.
Your mic, your way.
Do you really, Buzz?
I do. Your two mics. Yeah, of course, I have a cold, so, you know, everything sounds muddy to me.
I don't know. I'm no judge of this. Uh-huh. Every self-respecting DJ has his or, well, let's be honest, it's a man's world.
Hello, check one,
two. His own idea of how the microphone sounds.
Right.
In a man's world.
Yeah, but yesterday, make no mistake, yesterday, and now we've switched it back to the good way, which it was yesterday.
Hold on, so on my side, which one is Mike coming up on now?
Mike 2.
Okay,
and gotcha. That worked all through the show yesterday. And it sounds fine now. I'm speaking at the level that I know.
Tony Diggs. And Mike 2 is now Mike 3. Mike 3 is now Mike 2. Mike Rob remains Mike Rob.
Okay.
The number 2 is
so. Ooh.
These are all the things that I have to remember.
That's a good number 2.
Speaking of.
So what were they trying to say? It was like in my head?
No. Yeah. I didn't understand what the problem was.
I'll tell you.
Tony Diggs.
Hi, Tony Diggs?
Yes.
Tony, it's Don and Mike.
Yes.
Tony, no better way, and you're on the air, no better way to address the microphone problem. You know, Tony came down to the office, had a meeting today.
Yes.
I sat there like a dummy because I said, I don't know what it was. Mike, please tell Tony what the problem is with the microphone.
Tony, the problem was yesterday, and the problem was that my microphone that I'm normally on, it came up, it sounded to me like there was something wrong in the audio chain.
What number is that?
Is that Mike 3?
What number is that, Don, that he normally comes up on?
I normally come up on Mike 3. When I came in, it was almost like it was over-compressing. It was almost like it was over-processed, and that was causing a dropout.
If I could just, for a moment, say, listeners... Please know this.
You know, when you have an ensemble show, somebody's always the spark plug.
These things happen. Now,
true enough. Now, there's nothing wrong with the microphone.
The truth of the matter is, the only way to test this for Tony to know what the problem is,
yes.
is to do it on the radio.
And yes. Tony, and as Rob said, Rob's point is the most important one here. It is not the microphone, because we have taken this existing microphone and plugged it into another source.
Number Does anybody two. Understand that?
Number two, and it works fine.
Number two.
What we're doing right now, it sounds fine to me. Right. I mean, it sounds like there's absolutely no problem. We've got it working on mic two.
As a matter
when
of fact,
we plug it into mic three, do you want me to plug it into mic three again?
Oh, no, please don't.
All right.
Yeah, no. I just walked out the office when the phone rang to head down to the studio, so
Tony
Diggs.
The solution is we have it on mic two and it's working fine.
Right, and they're going to actually come in and fix it in the morning.
Okay.
We're doing it at 5 in the morning to go through the whole thing.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah. All right, Tony Diggs.
Thank you, Tony Diggs.
Enjoy some Bacardi Limon.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
And get to bed early.
All right.
Bye, Tony.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. You know what I think about that conversation?
A lot of fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Yeah,
it's a lot of fun.
A lot of fun. Oh, that's him?
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Listen to him.
That's right. It's a lot of fun.
A lot of fun.
You know,
a lot
of fun. When you have an ensemble show, somebody's always the spark plug. You know, kind of like having a cocktail party, people coming in and out of conversations, a lot of energy in the room. It's a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun.
It is.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you.
Super duper, yeah.
All right, anyway, sorry about that, everybody. That's 3 minutes out of your life. Go ahead, put it on our bill. We'll take it in a gift certificate.
Don, I was happy to be the spark plug today.
We had to figure that out because Tony was asking me before the show what was the problem. I said, I don't know.
It's fascinating behind-the-scenes stuff, if you ask me.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. Yeah. And, you know, I'm here. I'm running it. I don't understand it. He's on mic two now. He's normally on microphone number three.
Uh-huh.
Now, this is a confusing part of the show.
I disagree.
More confusing than ever.
This couldn't be easier as we debut a new game.
Okay, now, There are many levels to this Groner game.
Really? So this is, could this be the most complex yet?
This is the dumbest one ever.
No, no. This is not as dumb as my three Groners.
No, this is dumber.
Is it?
Yes.
Let's see.
Also, today there is a theme.
Yes.
Black History Groners.
Oh. All right, now, is that it?
That's not the game. That's just a theme.
I don't know what Dora was doing there.
Every punchline today celebrates African-American culture.
Okay.
Black History Groners.
That.
How come the door keeps going?
Because it's in the machine after the thing that says Black History Groners.
Oh, okay, okay.
Because this whole place runs like crap.
But the name of the game is
Black
not.
Black History Groners.
No. The name of the game is...
Something other than...
Yes.
Hold on.
Black History Groners.
1 in 4.
1 in 4. So 1 in 4 belongs to either the service or you?
You'd like to think that, wouldn't you?
Jesus, that's not it?
No.
Black History Groners.
All of today's Black History Groners, whoever wrote them, it's not important. It's not part of the game.
Huh. Okay, I can explain this to you. Jesus. The thing is, I actually sat through this earlier today.
And you didn't win.
No, I was, a big loser at Black History Month.
1 in 4.
That's the new game.
Of the four Groners, you just have to select the one that Rob has selected in advance.
One of the Groners.
It's not the one that he likes the best.
No.
It's just one that he's selected at random.
One of them has been randomly selected.
Oh, tagged, if you will.
And shown the envelope.
Uh-huh.
Has been hermetically sealed in that envelope.
Now, in the envelope is the same answer that was the winning answer when I played with Rob before the show today.
When you played...
Right.
1 in 4.
So you have what you have to do.
Here on
Black History Groners.
You have to try to think like me.
Oh, you know, have I mentioned something to you?
What's that?
You're completely out of control.
No, this is such a great game.
You are.
Shut up. He's right.
You're out of control. Like your beard is out of control.
No, this is a good game, and so, what's the best part about
your head?
Is everyone at home can play along.
1 in 4.
Shut up.
Oh, that's good.
Just shut up, Rob.
Black History Groners.
So of these Groners that have to do with Black History Month,
they celebrate African American.
Rob has. We gotcha. Rob has selected one. It's not his favorite.
No,
it's just one.
Tagged it randomly.
Right.
And so I'm
ready to play.
You hear them, and then you decide which one Rob has selected.
Am I ready to play?
So 1 in 4.
1 in 4 of the Groners has been hermetically sealed.
I am
Black History Groners.
So now with Don Reese.
Shut up.
Jesus.
What famous running back always needs a plumber?
What?
Leaky Barber. What fruit has the pinkest biceps?
Which one?
Strawberry Bonds. What game show regular travels from town to town in festively colored wagons?
What?
Gypsy Russell.
Oh.
Okay. What movie tells the story? What movie tells the story of a blind rapper with a zest for living?
What?
50 Cent of a Woman. Hoo-ah! That's how you play.
1 in 4.
No, that's not
how you play. Black History Groners.
That's just the first portion.
All right. I'm ready for the second part.
Okay, what's the second? Oh, that's right. They have to guess.
They have to guess which.
Which one Rob tagged randomly.
Randomly, it's in the envelope.
Why don't you just get me out here, and we could do this while we play the song.
Hey, now.
Thank you,
the Mike. The Don and Mike Show.
I felt like I was freeing you from prison.
There we go. Okay, so.
That's Midori.
Of course it is. That's because I got to hear from Mike. Goddamn extra tapes for all of Rob's games now.
Black History Groners.
Right.
My three Groners.
No, that was yesterday. All right. So you got Leaky Barber, Strawberry Bonds, Gypsy Russell, 50 Cent of a Woman. Which one do you think Rob has pre-selected, Mike?
Gypsy Russell.
That would be number...
Number 3 out of 4.
And Buzz?
I was also going to say Gypsy Russell. Let's see if we're right.
All right, I'll really open the envelope.
Uh-huh. Gonna blow into it like Johnny?
Hermetically sealed.
Yeah. And the solution for 1 in 4.
Yeah.
Wednesday, February 22nd. He wrote
on
2005. The randomly selected Groner is... Number 1.
Number 1.
The famous running back always needs a plumber, Leaky Barber. Thanks for playing.
Thank you. Mike's throwing keys at Rob.
Do not throw your keys at me. You're going to like tomorrow's game.
All right, come on. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe me.
You see that? You see how he typed that with the font and everything? Thank you for playing all in one.
1-4.
I'm sorry. Whatever.
What history rolls.
Yeah, the door's been open, so here he is.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of pig, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. You discretion advised.
Come on now.
I wonder if the people at home got it right. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Impending Snowstorm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, oh. Ooh. And all the ships at sea. When you do an ensemble show, they are always the spark plug.
Yes.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
You know, when you have an ensemble show, somebody's always the spark plug.
Yeah. Well, hello, everybody.
Hello.
Up there.
Hello.
Everybody loves the game, Rob.
Oh, hi there.
No, I'm kidding. God, my show. New episode on this Wednesday. 0223. 05.
I got a Mike Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
That was almost a naturally occurring thing. There were the bum, 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 but it didn't happen. Hey, it's the Don and Mike Show, and it's Tuesday, February 23rd. Call us from anywhere in America at 877-365-3636. From Canada, from Mexico, 800-636-1067, and Washington, D.C. If you're lucky enough to listen to WJFK FM, and you didn't shoot yourself in the head with the previous 2 hours of Bill O'Reilly's show, you can call us at 202-432-1067.
Yeah, I feel necessary to say this is the Don and Mike Show. We are here. After that first segment, I think people might be a little bit confused. Might have been like they were at Pin the Tail on the Donkey, you know. Somebody spun them around. It might have been. Might have confused them. They might have thought they were listening to something else.
Mike,
or nothing.
Let me just say that although I hate that, I love that, yes. I endorse that. And
I know.
Tomorrow.
Yes.
We will have...
Rob says I'll love it tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Yeah.
Best game ever.
For you, Mike.
Really?
Yep.
That's exciting to me.
Almost as fun as the game, the explanation.
That's what I look forward to.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. Okay. God. You.
No, I love that.
Just him. You should know. He loves it.
He loves it. Look at
he
it.
Loves it.
Yeah. I love games. I love to have fun. He lives for it.
He lives for fun.
Big idiot. Big, stupid idiot ruining our show.
Castaway.
Oh, WNFL Green Bay Part 2. Let's start there.
Yeah. Ah, I'd love to hear it.
There really isn't a Part 2. We've heard nothing from that station in Green Bay that took us off yesterday after we found out it was in the newspaper in Green Bay. They were going to be changing the format on the radio station.
Right.
Really nothing we can do to communicate with the people in Green Bay except through our website,
You always can have a table waiting for you at Hank's Look Around Cafe.
There you go. Free plug for O'Mara's. I was really looking for that one.
That's the one you were looking for.
There you go. DonandMikeWebsite.com. That's where I guess people from Green Bay can chat with us. And a real brief explanation about why we reacted the way we did yesterday, why we're still pissed about this. We've been canceled. If you go to our website, you'll see the affiliate list.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some stations we've been canceled on recently, like Fresno and Austin. Here's the deal. They were never, like, long-time prospects for us.
They were
because,
just passing through.
Yeah, you know, Howard Stern went through that phase with the company where he was getting whatever he wanted, and they were putting him on all these stations that mm-hmm. really didn't want his show and didn't want our show mm-hmm. or any other show that was anything except, like, Tejano music or whatever is they're playing.
Gardening.
So by the time that Howard is starting to wear off on people, now people, hey, what are we going to do in 3 or 4 months? Stations are starting to say, hey, you know, we don't give a crap about him. We don't give a crap about this format.
Mm-hmm.
So when we got canned, the whole station got canned in Austin and in Fresno.
Right,
and they were not long-term players for us. We were glad to be on in those markets, but we knew that we were on a short leash.
Yeah, c'est la vie.
This thing in Green Bay.
Yeah.
And hold on. It's Wednesday. What did I say? Tuesday?
I think you said Wednesday. You know, just hold on, frankly didn't notice.
Here's a guy correcting me. Gabriel.
Yeah.
Turn your radio down. Turn your radio down. Everybody's calling to say it's Wednesday. I said Tuesday? Sorry about that.
Huh?
It is Wednesday.
Okay.
Didn't I go Wednesday?
Yeah, we both did. I don't know. My radio was too loud. I couldn't hear you.
All right, hold on. Let's talk to somebody else. Here's Rick in Wisconsin. Not in Green Bay, somewhere else. Rick.
Hey, Dynamite. Yeah. How are you?
Hi.
Hey, I guess I'm not the idea man today. I just wanted to say Wednesday.
Oh, so.
What did I say?
You probably did, but I turned my radio down because I was a good little listener.
Well, wait, hold on.
Wait a minute,
everybody.
What the hell is going on here? Explain yourself.
Did we, Mike, either one of us, both of us, I'll take the rap if I said it first, did we say it's Tuesday, not Wednesday?
Yes, Don. Right. You said today is Tuesday, February 23rd. I didn't hear Mike or Rob.
I don't think he did that. I listened to that as my cue to say what I say.
With the new
broadcast delay, he may actually be hearing Tuesday's show.
Yeah, yesterday's show.
I'm reasonably, but who knows?
All right. We're in Wisconsin. We're a little slow over here.
Okay.
But all not right. so slow that you don't, like, jump to the phone
for a correction.
All right, thank you, though.
Thank you.
I mean, go to hell. That's what I mean.
That's what you mean.
That's right. Here's Dan, also in Wisconsin. Dan, the man, Dan.
Yeah, hi, guys.
Hi.
I was just calling to let you know I called the station twice about them taking you off the air, and they said there's no chance of you guys getting back on. Uh-huh. But they're actually taking phone calls today.
Taking phone calls about what? About the show?
Yeah. They're answering. I mean, you're not getting the machine like you did the last
time. They're not taking calls on the radio. They're taking calls in the office.
Yeah.
Well, then why don't we call them?
Yeah, that's what I was getting at.
Yeah. Okay, get that number out, Robbie.
Might as well.
Thank you, my friend.
All right.
Anyway, listen, this is the point about the cancellation in Reno and Austin. And so what? It was nice to be on there, but it wasn't. This station in Green Bay, we've been on there like 4.5 years.
We had a lot of participation in that market, and that's what we base all of this on. If we have people that, you read the numbers yesterday. They were terrific.
Yeah.
And it's disappointing to do that to people.
But anyway, then it gets beyond the numbers. It's just the fact that to a lot of people in Green Bay, to a lot of people in a lot of these cities that we broadcast to, that frankly, I got to think, God love you. I'm going to use it again. If you're living in Rochester, I mean, I'm not saying that we're like Marconi. We certainly didn't invent radio. But if you're in Rochester, and I imagine your media choices are somewhat limited, the show is probably pretty important to you. I dig that. And we like the fact that the show is important to you in the cities that are not big, gigantic metropolises.
Right. Absolutely. And the WNFL situation was a classic example of that. Mm-hmm. And not only good ratings, active listeners that get into the show because, as you said, it was important to them, and it's kind of frustrating to have the show pulled, but to have it pulled without really any justification.
Yeah,
you justify it numbers, you justify it, revenue, and it just doesn't make a lot of sense.
Hold on. But anyway, that's why we still care about Green Bay.
Of course.
People are now calling about the Tuesday-Wednesday
fact. Oh,
hello, here is Ron in Las Vegas. Ron.
Well, I tell you guys, being that my calendar is with crayons and I wait for you every day to tell me what day it is, I didn't get the Wednesday. But
hold on, what day did I say?
What did we say?
You did say Tuesday, and that confused the hell out of me because I had my crayon markings from yesterday.
All right, thank you.
We've upset the
There's Whitney.
Did you say Tuesday and then I said Wednesday?
I don't know. I mean, who knows? I'm trying to get through.
It's probably on tape somewhere.
I'm trying to get through 1 in 4 or whatever the...
1 in 4.
The hell it is.
I hear that.
I only got 8,000 goddamn tapes over here with Rob. The Black History Month, you got the door. He's got all of them out.
Yeah.
I mean, you never know.
Solidarity.
Never know if you're going to need it.
Or nothing.
Isn't it amazing?
Comedy chronology.
Jesus.
Super Groner Sweep.
Don't break.
Super Groner, the intruder.
What?
There are tapes that never that are in that machine, and as soon as the audio leaves the air, they are grasped by his ham-like hand.
Put something else in.
And then there are ones that will stay forever in the machine.
So you're saying he has favorites?
He does. He does.
But I must be honest, he's not pushing the buttons.
That's true. We know that too.
I know. Yes, he's an ass. And yes, he's ruining the show, but
yeah.
I'm looking at these thinking, boy, I sure do.
Comedy chronology.
Hate it when that happens.
The OC brothers.
What?
The OC brothers.
What,
Obsessive Compulsive Brothers. There you go.
Do you think so?
Yes. That's what that. Well, it's that type of thing. I mean, if you look at his paper here,
This, ladies and gentlemen, is obsessive compulsive.
You mean the fact that he actually wrote
the solution for 1 and 4 for Wednesday, February 23rd, but that is obsessive.
Those are simply the scrawlings of a man trying to get away from his family.
read the last line.
The very last line. Thanks for playing 1 and 4 with all the proper punctuation marks.
Sure,
also.
Of course, it's radio right. copy.
And Leaky Barber with 2 exclamation.
1 in 4.
Okay. Hello, here's Lauren in Kansas. Lauren.
Hey, guys. Hey. I'm listening here in Wichita, and both of you said Wednesday, not Tuesday.
What so?
And what's up with all these people?
The only reason I was being kind of eat about it is because I kind of thought so.
Who knows? I always make mistakes, though. Hello, Ken. I mean, I do. Hello, Ken. Don on my show.
People.
Hey, guys. I wanted to tell you, I heard you say Reno also. Oh, I'm sorry. I heard you say Wednesday also, and you are on in Reno.
I was never in doubt to us, but thank you, my friend. Sean, New York, maybe Rochester. Sean, Don and Mike here.
What's going on, Don and Mike? I'm from Rochester, and your show is the Taj Mahal in Rochester. I can't do without it. Please don't go anywhere.
No, we're not. Don't worry.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right, dude. See you later. Bye-bye. Thank you for the call. Anyway, that's what we care about, Green Bay, and we'll try to, see what we can do. But what a bunch of asses they are. Now, on to a more pressing item, even before American Idol.
Really?
Yes. Dogs, rabid dogs. My dogs do not have rabies, but we went through this thing with my dogs. Listen, this is why I don't like doing stuff outside with my wife. Mm-hmm. It never is easy. She's got this dream that I'll go on a walk with her in the woods. We live in a forested area. And she's got this dream that I'll go on these walks, and she and her best friend, Cecily, do, where I guess they talk about ways that they're going to kill us and how they're going to spend the money after we're dead. And, they spend hours just with this, a bunch of just girl talk.
You've taken walks in the woods before, right? You've done this before. When you've done that, on the rare occasions that you do that, have you ever noticed any pre-dug graves? bags
really
of lime?
Neatly dug
graves.
Everywhere.
Off the path.
Shovels. Everywhere, Mike. Everywhere. Yeah, and they make no bones about it. I mean, no pun intended. Everywhere.
Not yet.
Hold on a second.
One day is
enough. Mike, Don and Mike.
What's going on, guys?
Hi.
I didn't hear you say Tuesday or Wednesday, but what I did hear was I thought you said 3:23 or whatever you said.
Okay, everybody. Mike, who's the obsessive compulsive one now? Is it me or is it all these callers?
This caller is.
Yeah. This guy in particular.
But if you play one more of those things, then it's you again. you retain the time.
1 and 4.
Still in the machine.
John.
He's back.
John?
Yeah, I have a question about 1 and 4.
Yes?
I'm playing at home, and I was wondering about the randomness. Did he pick it at random totally, or did
Black History Growers?
I know he didn't pick his favorite, but did he look at them and pick one, or did he roll the dice?
They're random.
It really was random. You didn't answer the question.
It's totally random. A computer program selected it.
Okay, well, I picked number one.
Liar.
What? Then you
why
win.
Is, you why, win. Is, why is Joe in here?
Leaky.
Yeah, then you win.
Okay, shut up.
Thank you.
You see, that was just an excuse to gloat because he knows really how to play 1 and 4.
Yeah, Joe, I know that you can do nothing but help this part of the show.
I just wanted to warn you that there is a full moon today, and so for the callers will be the callers today,
a little crazy.
Just going to let them roll.
Well said.
I'm not
Thank
going
you,
to
Joe.
Hang up on anybody today.
Rarely.
That's exciting.
Rarely do I agree with my purple-clad colleague over here, but I will tell you.
The intruder.
I am a huge believer in the cycles of the moon, and I think...
Cycles?
I believe that is probably why you've gotten all these calls, focusing on the day.
Yeah, maybe I just said it's the wrong day, though.
Yeah, maybe not, though.
Oh, maybe.
But maybe not.
Hold on. Here's Chris.
Hi, Chris. Hello.
Hey, Don, Mike.
Hi, Chris.
How are you?
Come on. Don't ask us how we are, dude.
You know what? If Don says it's Tuesday, it's Tuesday, man.
Right. Yeah, I wish. Jesus Christ, I wish. Okay, so this would be a Saturday.
Yeah. You tell me, because I sit on the side where I don't see the calls coming in. Do you detect an unusual early volume of calls? Because that would lean more towards the full moon theory.
No. Yes. These calls are here every day. I make a point of ignoring them at this point of the show every day.
Maybe the full moon is affecting you.
Perhaps it is, Mike.
I think so.
Perhaps it is. I do know this. I'm just as horny as a hound dog, and I'll let it go at that. I'll just tell you that right now.
That is a full moon.
I don't think we have any questions.
That is wolfen-like. They don't just you know, they don't just go out and kill, right? Don't they try to find other,
you know,
yeah, well,
I dig Wolf with Jack Nicholson.
Wolfen,
when that movie is on the rare occasions that's on, I'll watch that because he really gets into being a wolf.
And he is, he knows how to do the scary.
Oh, so listen, about that, maybe about the dogs. So I don't go on these walks with my wife. Well, she goes on a walk with the dogs, and as it turns out, she takes the dogs off the leash, and the dogs go after a raccoon.
Okay.
And Rob, I said, raccoon, don't say anything.
Yeah.
So the guy, and they get in a fight with the raccoon, a real fight where the dogs are bloody, and there's scratches, and then we got to get the dogs and put them in the truck and take them to the vet, and the dogs got to, you know, and the rabies thing, and that's why I don't go for walks.
Could happen to you.
Nothing good comes of that. I told this to my wife. I said, you know, when I go for a walk every day when I get on that goddamn piece of machinery downstairs, the treadmill, that's when I go for a walk, and nothing bad ever happens, except on the occasion that I'm listening to something good on the iPod, and I close my eyes and fall off the treadmill, which I did last week.
I don't want to alarm you. I don't want to sound like Buzz when I say that, but I don't want to alarm you. Okay. At any time when you were handling your dogs after this raccoon, did you get any of the dog's blood on you?
Mike, we did not. We both put on CSI gloves.
Okay.
We really did. I mean, I was going to
say, the combination of that, if you had gotten some of that blood, which could come from a raccoon, could come from any other animal, right? Raccoons been in contact with, and a full moon. How are you feeling today? Are you feeling at all itchy? Any hair growth?
Yeah.
Any hair growth in like maybe, how do your joints feel? Do they feel like maybe they're a little more sore than normal?
Yes, they do.
Teeth still match up?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they do. And as I mentioned, just...
I know Rob would have some questions.
Like a hound dog,
though. Dropping at the mouth, Mr. Talbot?
I'm loaded. I'm ready. I'm loaded for bear today.
Is your hearing particularly sensitive today?
What?
Okay, we're okay in that department. What a relief.
Okay, so the dogs. You know, that's why I don't go out with my wife, because nothing good comes. Oh, God damn.
What now? A call?
James.
Yes.
Hello, James.
I'm from Green Bay, and I guarantee you the last opening I heard, you said Tuesday.
How did he do that?
How did he know you were talking about that?
How'd you know that?
I didn't. I'm not calling from Green Bay.
Thank you.
He was scooping us, but that was a good call.
Yeah. Appreciate that. Here's Mike. Hello, Mike. Don and Mike show.
Yeah, the world is coming to an end. There was 3 earthquakes in Baltimore, in Maryland. Don said Tuesday. The world's coming to a freaking end.
Hey, not to mention all those mudslides in California.
Were there 3 earthquakes in Maryland?
Were there
tremors in Maryland today?
I'll check.
I believe that there was a workout session today for the Calendar Girls.
The Calendar Girls. Columbia Health and Sport.
Calendar Girls got together and did a couple of jumping jacks.
They're actually working on one of those little platforms.
Yeah, 3 small ones, 2.0 in Central Maryland.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Hello, here's Rich, Don and Mike show. Rich, what do you want?
Hey, Don and Mike, radio gods.
Hi.
Hey, just a correction on the who said what day. Don and Mike, you guys said Wednesday, and Mike did the Wednesday.
All right.
And then I think Buzz announced himself, and then a little bit later, Don said it was Tuesday, and you said the date.
Well, that's almost as good as having a
date. That's what happened.
Maybe. Yeah. Who knows? Right. Neil?
Mike? Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Mike, Wolf and Wolfen are 2 different movies. Wolf had Jack Nicholson, and Wolfen was an older, like, horror movie.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, you're right.
God, would everybody please just stop correcting.
Well, it's a full moon. That's why the desire to correct.
Please.
It's similar to what a wolf would do when he kills.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. That's what correcting is. You're killing it.
Ripping into shreds.
Will I be talking down to you people if I say we're above this pettiness?
Yes.
When these thoughts just flicker into your small little minds, let them go and know that Mike and I are thinking of much more important things.
Don't trouble.
You know, I hate to be petty. You know, it's the last thing I want to do, but I don't think at any time did I say that Wolfen starred Jack Nicholson.
People like to just pick up what we say.
Black history grows.
I don't know what their problem is.
Please stop this lunacy. This lunacy. And why do you think they call it lunacy?
It's a lot of fun.
Lunar.
As in lunar.
There's Travis in Tampa, Florida. Beautiful Tampa Bay. God damn, I love Tampa Bay. Hi, Travis.
Greetings, man. Hey, you guys said Wednesday, but you gave the wrong date. You gave the 22nd, not the 23rd.
Okay, thank you.
Just get a calendar.
And I really don't know. I
no,
don't
know. Get a calendar.
But it's funny. It's funny that you all care. Thank you very much. Oh, now American Idol. Great. Who doesn't love Simon? I want to come back as the microphone. You know, and then Ryan Seacrest. You know, Simon, you want to explain what you meant?
What do you mean? And he was really almost totally indignant about. What are you doing?
Is he doesn't know.
Him? Yeah. Well, he might know.
He doesn't. Well, I think he. I think from his.
Oh yeah.
From his side of the aisle, he knows a wet thing to reference when it's coming at him. And the people last night, I got to tell you, I love the retarded kid that tried to sing "Traveling Band" by CCR.
Oh yeah.
I know that it's a reach to say like he's the John Paul Lewis of this year.
Yeah, but he's close to it. You know.
Yeah, and I think we're united. Don't we both hate Constantine?
Yes, I hate Constantine. There are two rockers. One, and you know, in two categories, you've got two rockers. One, I think, can sing. I think he's got a legitimate voice. He really sounds original. And then the other one is the guy that, like, torpedoed his band and brought the cameras in.
Yeah.
And he's got that I
Constantine.
Think the girls think I'm so cute with my little lips like this. And I just can't wait till he gets gone.
Nah, he'll make it through. But what a good show that is, Buzz.
It is a great show. And kudos to Randy Jackson for, you know, coming up with that brilliant original idea from what 30 years ago the dog pound.
Oh, it's fun. Oh, my God.
What is now, this American Idol you speak of?
Let's be honest, Mike. 30 years ago, come on, there were and no Negroes on TV 30 years ago. More like 10 years ago when they started getting on TV.
Well, the great Arsenio Hall who had the dog pound. And, you know, Randy, come on, how about a new idea?
You know, every time I watch Andy of Mayberry, I am struck by I can't say every time. I watch Andy and Mayberry because I like the values, and it's a funny show, and it's one of those things that's like a, you know, like an old warm shoe or whatever the frig you say.
Still holds up.
But sometimes you watch it, and you just wonder, man, I know it's like North Carolina,
right.
1960.
Mm-hmm.
Like, didn't anybody black ever go to Mayberry?
No. Not for the night.
And
are you saying that Mayberry was a segregated town?
Yeah, by sundown. There was. I don't remember an episode of Andy of Mayberry that ever.
Who would have been, in your opinion, the biggest bigot in Mayberry? Who would have been the biggest racist in Mayberry?
I know.
Who?
Ben Harper.
Who is Ben Harper?
He owned the department store.
You just say that because he's grouchy like the guy in It's a Wonderful Life. I think there's a very good chance it could be one of the Pile Boys.
No. No, I think it's easy.
Huh.
Who would have led the charge?
Who?
Emmett.
Emmett's Fix-It Shop?
Yeah. Emmett was definitely...
What about Sprague?
Howard Sprague? No, Howard Sprague was the closeted gay man.
Well, they were all faggots.
I mean, we've talked about
it. We know that.
I think perhaps Howard very far in the other direction. He loved the African American.
And what about Floyd?
Really?
What about Floyd?
Floyd, no.
And hey, listen.
Floyd was innocent. He was the innocent.
What about Aunt Bestiality?
Oh. Very much so.
She's the wild card of Andy and Mayberry.
She probably would have had an affair with Emmett. That's what I think. I think B and Emmett, you know, two peas in a pod.
He welded a three-way with Clara.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clara. Emmett welded the crosses and B made the sheets.
Or maybe it was the crazy guy that threw...
Ernest T. Bass.
Ernest T.
Bass.
Or maybe it was the goddamn Darlings who I just want to shoot every time they're on Andy
the Darlings?
Darlings, not Darlings.
The Darlings.
Darlings. Whatever.
The Darlings are down from the mountains.
Darlings. Here they come with their fairy dust.
Darlings.
Here they come with their jug full of fairy dust.
Kind of like having a cocktail party, people coming in and out of conversations, a lot of energy in the room. It's a lot of fun.
Comedy chronology.
Right.
The Darlings.
So, hold on. God, maybe you're right about this moon thing.
Yeah.
Jesus.
It'd be the Joe Siri.
It's Joseph in Las Vegas.
Huh. Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, listen, if someone chooses to live in Rochester, that's their own business. But here in Vegas, the entertainment capital of the world, your show is very important to us.
Well, thank you.
And on a different level, I think Opie was the most racist because there weren't any black people on Happy Days either.
Ah, you have a point there.
He did it forward. That's right. You know, hold on. I bet if you went through some episode, there would be a brother or a sister at least in a background shot. Maybe when they moved, when like around the time that Fonzie became the guy on with the jump the shark thing.
Yeah, but you know, I think he could if you spoke with main characters or featured characters speaking roles.
No, I'm saying in Andy of Mayberry, you could go through every episode.
Right.
There would not be a brother. Not
even on camera.
Not right. Never ever, on right. camera. Never, right. never on camera.
There was a black character on Happy Days named Styx.
Oh, there was?
Yeah, he was a drummer, I think.
Huh. My God. How do you do that?
It's just important to remain organized mentally.
My three groaners.
Save that. Organized mentally.
Oh, wow. George, Don, and Mike show.
Hey, Don, I wanted to ask you, what rap music are you listening to right now? Because usually you give us an update of what's your favorite song.
Well, what I like, though, is it's so... I hate most of the music that's out now. Mm. It just all sucks. I like Kwani West.
Who?
Is that the guy's name?
Kanye.
Kanye.
Kanye West?
They call him Kwan. Right. Kwani? Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know.
Kanye.
It's like a basketball player. He wears, I like his tunes, and he wears very gay-looking clothes. Very preppy gay clothes.
That's important.
I like him.
Yeah, didn't he wear like Armani or something like that, like a suit? Like,
well, every time I see him, he's got like a pink polo vest on, and he's dressed like Rodney Dangerfield in Caddyshack. That's how he is. Why do you care about that anyway? For goodness sakes. These people just wait. Just wait. We'll tell you when it's time to call.
Amen.
Don't call now. We have more important things to discuss, such as the weather. And then I got a real wild card for you,
okay,
Mike, coming
right.
up.
Very good.
The weather. Here's the deal in D.C.
They're doing it again. Just and it's important for us to point out, we know what you're doing. We're policing you again. Okay? We're aware that you're hedging again.
Now, in any other city that we broadcast to, even out there on the West Coast where you never get snow, if you're going to get 2-3 inches of snow...
It's a throwaway.
Right. Well, here in D.C., it is a main event.
They can't let it be a throwaway because they're trying to lie to you to bring up their ratings.
Hold on. Weather bug alert message.
Yes.
Click on the weather bug icon below.
I just checked it.
Oh, hold on.
They've revised the forecast.
Oh, did you say
Buzz? To include more snow.
I can't click on that here.
It's done and done. There's
they
can do that before they revise it to include less. A 60% chance of snow, they're now saying 3 to 5 inches, which, of course, for Washington, D.C., is paralyzing.
Now,
here's... You did this the last time.
Listen to this. I watched them all today. I watched 4, 5, 7, and 9.
I only watched Burger Jeff.
Okay, Burger Jeff had a pretty good line of BS going.
Yeah, if I just very briefly, Burger Jeff's way of approaching it is, well, we've got lovely sunshine, should have temperatures in the 40s tomorrow, chance of snow several inches possible, and just sprints through it so he doesn't get caught.
I like that. Now, I spent the majority of time on the forecast with Big Hands on Fox 5.
Right.
Gwen Tolbert. I mean, listen, if you've seen...
She's got the big hands?
If you've seen that Seinfeld Man Hands episode,
right.
I mean, someone should find Larry David and say, was your inspiration this weather lady, Gwen Tolbert?
She got the vish hands?
She got the big-ass hands.
You know what they say about a woman with big hands.
You can't get away from those hands. So, here's her forecast. She says, so we've got a storm coming that really hasn't come together yet. We still think that the elements are out there. So what I'm calling for in my forecast is a chance of a wintry mix south of the city. We should get the models show now that we should get snow. Could be a moderate amount of snow. Mm-hmm. Of course, everything could go to the south and we could get nothing. Back to you.
Bingo.
That's her friggin' forecast.
So now this is the period now. Because really it's starting to fall into a set formula.
All right.
This is the revision we're getting today, the day before, where they're upping what they
expect.
And you
guys, around the country, you must understand that here in D.C., because it never snows, they get people... I mean, I guarantee people will be going to the grocery stores tonight. People
buying shovels.
Yeah.
3 inches or more is devastating here to most people.
Home Depot is going to be sold out of everything.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, let's make a prediction.
Mm-hmm.
How much snow will be on the ground here at our WJFK studios in beautiful Toothless Fairfax at this time, 3 p.m. East Coast time, tomorrow? How much snow on the ground? It's supposed to start at 7 a.m. It is supposed to continue until 9 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take the under on this, and I'm going to say nothing. I'm going to say that there's no snow on the ground when we start the show tomorrow.
I will say what I've... that because the storms that we've gotten have fallen into this category,
mm-hmm.
the previous storms we've gotten, 2 inches. I'll go crazy and say 3.
Well, what do you really think?
I think 3.
What do you think, Rob?
100 inches. No, okay, I'll take the over. I'll say 4.
Okay.
All right, and we're being pretty specific here.
Very.
You're saying zero.
Zero.
Do you want to include a dusting in that? Well, no. You might get a flurry little...
I would get between...
How about an inch or less?
Zero and... I go between 0 and 1.
All right.
Fair enough.
And I'll get between 1 and 2.
Yeah, and Buzz gets...
I'll say between 2 and 3.
And Rob, hey. Lucky Rob gets between 5 and 6 inches.
Hey, big man.
Rick, Don, and Mike. Rick.
Yes.
Are you calling about Andy of Mayberry?
I am indeed.
All right. Indeed what?
Well, I knew that there is, in fact, one episode where there is a black person.
What is the episode, please? Enlighten me.
Well, that would be where Ernest T. Bass enrolls in the military.
First, before you start, no pun intended on this, is this a black and white or a color episode? I mean, I'm not making a joke.
Black and white. No, I understand.
It's black and white, okay.
It is a black and white episode. And it also has Sam the Butcher from the Brady Bunch, the person who plays Sam.
Hey, how are you? Hey, Archie, I'm coming over, Arch.
That guy.
All right,
exactly.
How come there are no black people in this show?
So where was their brother and Andy of Mayberry? Because I vaguely do remember the one where Ernest T. goes to join.
Alan Melvin.
Exactly. Well, Sam is actually the military recruiter, and Ernest T. is to sign up in the military. And as they are in line in the office to join the military, there is exactly one black person in that episode.
All right, my friend.
Thank you for the update.
Shot right, in the daytime, I'll point out.
All right, hold on. Here we go. Joseph, another black on Andy of Mayberry. Hello, Joseph.
Hello, this is Joseph.
Yes, Joseph.
I'm out of Sacramento. There was a black guy on the Andy Griffith Show. I remember seeing it. What happened? Aunt Bee was leaving town, and she was going to take the Greyhound bus.
Yes.
And they did a shot of this brother. He was standing at the bus station waiting on that Greyhound bus to leave town.
No dialogue, though, right?
No dialogue.
I would have to go
black
back.
Guy ever.
Go back through the archives. Maybe this guy's right as well. Maybe you got to do a freeze frame thing.
Well, it wasn't that bad. You didn't have to do a freeze frame, but I remember it because I remember Oprah Winfrey was talking about how she liked that, how she liked the Andy Griffith Show, but she was saying there was never any black people on there. But she always thought that if there was a black guy on there, that Aunt Bee would invite him in for some pie or something like that, you know?
Some pie, you know what I'm saying?
Wink, wink.
Thank you for the call, Mike.
So you think. I think it was much more sinister than that.
And that reminds me of...
Black History Groaner.
That reminds me of the thing that they're all doing now, the TV... I know we got a break. The TV stations, they're in sweeps. Mm-hmm. So now when they do ads for the news... I'm going to go to two separate things that lead to one main thought. God damn it. Come on, concentrate.
You're doing it.
Excuse me, talking to myself.
Pep talk.
The full moon. You're giving yourself a pep talk here.
God damn it. Focus, concentrate.
Come on now.
Too many things to explain.
Right.
On Channel 7, they said... Tonight on News 7,
right
after Oprah, where Oprah tells you all about blah, 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 then we'll have these stories.
Right.
On Channel 4, they take it a step further. I hate it when they do this. They come on, here's Jim Handley to tell us what's happening tonight on News 4 at 4. Mm-hmm. So I think I'm going to see the story of the day.
Mm-hmm.
But like Channel 7 does with Oprah, it's a promo for Dr. Phil. But listen to this. He goes, coming up today on News 4, serial rapist, 14. Molesting his 4-year-old daughter. I'm listening to this, his sister, right?
4-year-old sister.
I'm listening to this like it's a news story.
Yeah.
A very special Dr. Phil.
Oh, so they're cheating. They're making it seem like a news story.
But they tie it in. A very special Dr. Phil that precedes News 4 today has this kid, and then they show the kid that looks like Ozzy's kid, and
wow.
He says, hey, Mom, leave me alone. And the dad goes, there is something wrong with this kid. And then he goes, sexually abusing his 4-year-old daughter.
Jesus.
Today on
sister.
Dr.
Sister, yeah.
Today, yeah, I'm sorry, sister. Today on Dr. Phil.
Wow.
Then on News 4, we'll follow up with the story about how this is prevalent in the Washington area. And Tom Curine says we got a chance of snow this weekend. Back to you guys.
So they're just trying this. You know, that's what they do. They say they devise these formulas.
You get the point on this. It's like, here's what's coming up on News 4. Really, Dr. Phil's going to have a family on where the brother's having sex with the sister. So watch that. And, we'll have some related story that has something to do with
just another reason why your local news is evil.
And don't forget, be worried about the snow.
And there is a classic sweeps teaser for Channel 7 today. How safe is your sushi? And they had one of their tards with a black light going over raw fish and rice.
Oh,
and I'm just like, oh, this has got to be good.
Couldn't you find, like, with a black light on any food? Couldn't you find
anything?
Stuff?
Right. Yes. Hello, Skip. Get to the loo, my darling.
I'm calling from that crazy. I hate it, too. I'm calling from Sacktown, and I hate it just like y'all do.
Okay,
very
hey.
Good, sir.
Hey, what's up? I saw that episode of Andy Griffith with that brother waiting on that bus, so I know it did happen. It might be unbelievable, but yes, a brother did set foot in Mayberry.
Okay.
And one more thing, real quick. Since it is Black History Month, Don, how come you haven't had your brother on the show?
Oh, no. Hey, listen.
Black
You know who's calling? I mean, I'm not kidding. You know who's calling? I know you're the guy that thinks my brother is black. My brother will be on the show, I think, in our next segment. What?
The first step to recovery is to admit.
That's right.
To admit it.
And not only will he prove to you he's not black,
right.
The reason is he will be discussing NASCAR with us today.
Oh,
NASCAR. Come on.
Hey, man, I grew up trying to make them left turns. What you talking about?
Yeah, that's a real NASCAR fan who mentions the left turn.
Are you kidding me? We was running moonshine too.
Black history rolling.
Is BM, has she gone black now that she's seen that black porno star?
Oh, you mean BM?
BA.
He said BM, which would be Beth Ann McBride. But we wouldn't do that.
That's the one knock I hear, that people, when they want to slam NASCAR, just a series of left turns.
There's like 1,000 people telling us that there was a black guy in Happy Days. I think you addressed that, Ross.
Yeah. Sticks, right?
Hello, Greg.
The drummer.
Yeah, remember the one where one of Howard's friends was going to get married at the house and got nervous at the end and went out and started shooting baskets?
Are you talking about Happy Days or Andy of Mayberry?
Yeah, Happy Days.
No, hey, Howard, like the father?
Howard Cunningham?
I think he might have been a guy.
I'm going to disqualify you, even though your fact may have been correct, just because you referred to him like he was a real guy.
Howard.
Howard
Cunningham. Tom Bosley.
Not to be confused with Alan Melvin.
At old TV. Man, last night, anybody check out Bonnie Franklin's hands?
Baby!
If you happen, I kid you not, if you happen to TiVo, I want you to look at those hands. They look like burn victim hands. Do you remember the time that I was at a football game and I saw Pat Summerall? And I told you that when I saw him in person, his hands had that old person, waxy, looked like they'd been in a
thin skin,
bad burn victim.
Yeah, and Bonnie Franklin. How old is Bonnie Franklin now? Is
she? I don't know. She got to be, what, 60? I don't know. Her hands seriously looked to be 120. There was no hand makeup at all last night.
Who was the best looking one on the reunion? Who looked like they had held up the best?
Schneider, they all look.
Pat Harrington.
First off, Ann Romano hit the wall before that show went on the air.
Did that show warrant a reunion? Was that show a big enough hit to have a reunion?
No, absolutely not.
I don't think so.
Then you have Mackenzie Phillips, who always looked to be coked out, even though she's not now. She still looks that way.
But in the day they were doing the show, she was.
And then you have
She was always on drugs.
Valerie Bertinelli, who kind of looks the same, but is a little fatter now and kind of has like the moon pie face. Mm-hmm. Although I did see the funniest thing. No one will get this except the people here at the station. They showed a picture of Valerie Bertinelli with Wolfie, with Wolfgang Van Halen.
Right.
And Rob said to me, what did the kid look like? And I said, it looked like Travis from the radio station. Which is to say that...
really?
Yeah.
So Valerie Bertinelli makes love to Eddie Van Halen, they get a Travis.
Yeah, and for those of you who don't know Travis, I would say very Jack Osborne-ish.
Yes. Maybe it's a rocker thing.
Except a little younger.
The problem is they canceled each other out because they look alike. Valerie and Eddie look a lot alike, and that messed it up.
Well, Mike, we don't have time for today's wild card, and don't worry, this is like not one of Rob's dumb games.
Okay. Are there rules?
And shouldn't there be?
You know, here's the only rule. Here's the only rule.
Yes.
Never mind.
Okay. Yeah.
Never mind. There are no rules for you. You have a free pass on this show.
Thank you.
You have a free pass on this show. Go ahead. Play all your junk.
No, but rules make it more fun.
Play all your junk. Go ahead. Knock yourself out.
1 in 4.
That's great.
My 3 groaner. Yeah. Black history groaner.
You got it. Okay. Okay. Enough? Now?
No.
Now? No, don't break yet. Hold on, don't break. I'm going to do something here.
The Super Groner Sweet.
It's my favorite.
Do me a favor. Pick out the one that you like the best out of all those goddamn...
it's like asking to choose a favorite.
Comedy, chronological...
You're doing it at home.
Which one's your favorite?
I think my favorite is The Intruder.
The Intruder?
Yes.
This one right here, The Intruder? Yes.
The Intruder.
Is that one your favorite? is that one your goddamn favorite, Rob? I swear to God, I'm going to bust you.
Don, do it with your hand, not the microphone. Circuits breaking. Pieces of plastic.
Got it.
Is it broken?
There it is. The sound tells us.
That was The Intruder. Now the question is...
That's the rule.
Wow. You only not my favorite anymore.
Did he lie about the favorite? Just spare it, because he knew what you were going to do. He's radar like that way.
That's the only rule. God.
That's great.
Another tape cartridge is going to the graveyard.
And...
I think it's...
Well, they're manufacturing...
Hold on a second.
Might have survived. The intruder will not die.
I am it's not
survive.
Kidding. I'm not. Look at this.
I know.
Yeah, you can hear the loose pieces.
I just beat the crap out of this tape.
It's actually got a chip in the bottom of it.
The intruder.
Okay, Rob, there are no rules for you.
Full moon.
There are
full
moon. Robbie, there are no rules for you.
Okay. And if it goes bad, they're making new tape cartridges every... No, I guess they're not.
They don't make them anymore.
I mean, I'm serious. Look at this. There's pieces of plastic.
Rattling inside.
Let me see. There you go.
Look at how well that held up. Very sturdy. I might now stomp again.
Okay, now... Now give it back. Now you stomped on it.
I stomped on it hard.
Looks pretty good.
Mike, you got on your boots today, right?
Yeah, I got my boots on.
We'll see.
Get a little more pieces. I bet it's still plays.
I bet it's still put.
No, hold on. You just have to force it in.
Okay.
Oh, here we go. Dear.
That's not good.
No, I think you
hold on.
It.
Hold on.
It wants to play.
Trying to live. It's trying to live.
Rob's going to
try to resuscitate it now.
He's trying to figure it out.
See, to resuscitate it, he just
smacks it too.
Smacks it right now.
The intruder.
It does not die.
Wow.
It does not die.
It's a miracle.
No rules for Spiewak.
Made by Tonka.
That's the rule. There are no rules. Oh. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Guess what? I joined a team.
A sports team?
Uh-huh. Wrestling. It's the best sport ever, Dad. There's no running.
Way to go, boy. Wrestling's a damn fine sport. Hell, it's an Olympic sport. And this is offered through the school, right? Not some guy in a van with a camcorder?
The Don and Mike Show. Crazy in the head and crazy in the bed. Right. Don and Mike.
Right, right.
Oh, yeah.
Play this for you on the full moon.
Good.
Warren Zevon.
Yeah.
I know it's Warren. Is it Warren Zevon or Warren Zevon?
I've always said Zevon.
I've said Zevon. But it's like I said Andy Kaufman.
And everybody else said Andy
Kaufman.
Kaufman.
Yeah, there's a Kaufman. I think it's a furniture store.
Hello, Jeff? Mike, whatever it is?
Yeah, it's Jeff.
I bet the prices are come to by an understanding if you buy something at Kaufman's.
They have the best prices that you can get consistent with quality.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello, Jeff.
That's a deal from Kaufman's.
Oh, Jeff. No, not fair.
See, the thing is, you can't riff with us on stuff like that. Because you're swimming in the deep end.
Yeah. Right.
Okay? The guy was calling with another Andy and Mayberry that had a brother in it. So if there is, let us know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested in that.
But I think we've established that, yes, there may have been a brother or two in Andy and Mayberry, but there was never any dialogue.
Now my brother, my real-life brother, he's adopted like I am, but he's my brother, and I do really love him. He's the greatest. He's just an idiot. But I love him. He calls me on Sunday. Now, for having lived in the same house for 14, 15 years when we were growing up with the idiotic parents we had, it's amazing to me how he and I are so radically different.
Mm-hmm.
In every respect, we love each other, but we're very different. For instance, here's a great dividing line. Sports. He's just not into it.
Right.
I mean,
well,
he likes hunting. Right. He likes, riding on his ATV. He likes...
remote control boats.
Yes, he does. I like football. He'll call me on a Sunday, and he'll go, what are you doing? And I look at the phone, and go, you moron. What do you think I'm doing? I'm watching the game. What are you doing? Oh, I don't know. I'm building a pond or whatever. It gets turned around.
He likes the outdoors, though, which is good.
It gets turned around on Sunday. He calls me up and he goes, are you watching? And I said, watching what? The Daytona.
Yeah.
I said, I mean, I had it on, but I did. He said, oh, God, you're missing the greatest thing of all time. And
what was the greatest thing of all time? Was there something specific he wanted to...
Well, his man, Jeff Gordon, won.
Oh, it was a good ending.
And I'm very surprised. You know, Jimmy has said before that he likes Jeff Gordon, so we'll have him on the show now. And we'll call this Jimmy's NASCAR Garage.
Cool. And at the end, I think Jimmy Johnson tried to run some other guy off the road. He was angry. Jimmy Johnson was mad.
I think later this week we'll have one of those guys that was in the wreck. One of those guys that was either the first or the second guy in the wreck.
There were two wrecks. Sound like Don Imus just there. Two wrecks, yeah. Ah. Don and Mike?
Meanwhile, this is my brother, who I spoke to maybe 2 hours ago.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's Jimmy. Call me back or...
Tell him I'd be calling you this time.
Good answering machine. I like that.
Hey, ass. Hey, fag, where are you?
Hello, this is Jeff Gordon calling. Jeff Gordon, the big winner of the Daytona 500, the Super Bowl of racing.
Dude, I'm here with my NASCAR segment waiting for... I'll call you back. Goodbye, Jimmy.
Okay. Hold on, give me a second.
And Daytona 500, I sure like, I'd like Dale Jr. to come on and win that thing.
He came
from the back of the pack and came out of nowhere. He liked to die. He was doing a little grafting right there and he just came out there. And
incidentally, that's another show, NASCAR. Find me a brother in NASCAR.
Find
me, there was 190,000 people in those grandstands on Sunday. Mm-hmm. You find me one black man that wasn't selling Bud.
Yeah,
one black man that wasn't selling nachos. Find me a black man who wasn't a token there.
Jimmy, call me back or I'll try and call you back.
Okay, whatever.
Well,
thanks for being there. I'm not saying that there were not brothers at the Daytona 500.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of the corporations now are trying to show that they're multiracial and that everybody looks. But look in the stands.
Yeah, look at them stands.
Like Mayberry.
There you go. Click, click, click.
Look at my cars.
Hello, Mike. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, about the same time that Mayberry and Happy Days was filmed, that's when the Jetsons were done, and that's about the future. But I don't remember any black guy on the Jetsons.
On the Jetsons, okay, the cartoon concerned.
Okay, let's not bring this into the realm of cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, no, not a problem.
Okay, right.
Not a problem. All right, have a good day.
Well, I'm trying not to stereotype by mentioning domestic help here in the Jetsons, but I'm analyzing Rosie, the robot.
Mm.
Would she have been based on an African-American character?
Of course.
I don't think so. She was based more on Hazel, wasn't she?
Yeah, I think you're right. Because, and the voice was more...
yeah, like that.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I've been hiding it so well up until that time. Damn you, Mike O'Mara.
We all have it.
Mike O'Mara. Give yourself a third person.
Damn you, covering the tuberculosis. But wasn't her voice, hey, Mr. B?
Like that, yeah.
So throw that out the window.
No way.
I always thought Rosie's voice was like that. Well, hello there, Massa Jetson.
I don't think
How
so.
Have you?
I don't think she had a trace of that accent.
I don't think so.
Mr. Jetson. What did she call him? Mr. J?
No.
Yeah, like that.
No, it was Mr. B was on Hazel, but she did have a nickname, but it wasn't Mr. J.
Right.
I believe it was Massa.
No.
Hello.
Here again, that's you.
Jane, his bitch wife.
There, ho, Judy.
That's right. Thug Elroy. Or would they like?
Homeboy Elroy.
Homeboy Elroy.
Elroy. Should have been Leroy. Where are the brothers?
And then at the end it would be, Jane, turn this bitch on!
Would have been a great show.
Yeah,
could have happened.
Hello, who is this?
don't know. Is this me?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out your name, honey.
Honora.
Honora.
Thank you.
Honora. Hi, Honora. Hi, honey.
Hi.
Hi.
Honora, are you surrounded by like a bunch of cats?
Am I surrounded? No, thank you. I'm not surrounded by a bunch of cats. I get the joke.
What was the joke, Mike?
Let's ask her. What was the joke, Nora?
I thought he was saying that my name sounds like a crazy cat lady name.
All right, Honora, you are very astute. Okay.
Thank you.
You moved to the next level.
See, I didn't think. Okay, mm-hmm. So you understand.
Are you wearing something flowing right now?
I'm afraid not. I'm just a mom in sweatpants and a T-shirt.
Baby. You know, you've got a little bit of... It's not Betty Rubble. It's Wilma Flintstone. You sound a little bit like say Fred, come inside.
My husband is Fred Flintstone, spiritual twin.
Honora?
Yeah.
Honora, try to focus just a little bit. What I want you to do is say, Fred, come inside.
Fred, come inside.
You tried your damnedest not to sound like her.
But she has that tone to her
timbre,
voice.
To her voice, yeah, absolutely.
Anyway, what do you want? What do you want?
I want to say that you left out my all-time favorite. I can't believe you guys know the show so well, and you don't remember this episode of Andy Griffith.
Okay.
It was black and white, and it was a significant character, and he had dialogue. The idea of the whole show was that Opie wasn't practicing his piano. He was playing baseball too much.
Yes.
And Andy said you had to choose. You can't do both well.
Okay.
And Opie didn't want to drop one, and he finally said, that's it. You're not playing baseball. So his coach comes to the door, and he opens the door, and they played it really straight. They played it just like somebody in that town at that point in history would have done.
Oh, I remember. Andy opened the door, there's a black guy there, and Andy shot him.
No. Who was it?
His mouth dropped open, and it was a black guy, and he was like, huh, Andy's new coach.
Do you remember that, Rob?
I don't believe her because she has a bad tone to her voice.
Wait,
she might be.
Let me tell you the rest of it.
Okay.
It was fabulous. And so he said, you know, how come Opie hasn't been showing up for practice? And Andy, with the shock of having the black guy in his living room, is explaining that what happened with the piano lessons.
Andy
and
wasn't
coach,
shocked having a boy.
Yes,
he was looking like it. Yes,
Lord,
he was.
Andy, look at this.
They were playing it like, you know, how somebody in North Carolina would react then if you opened the door.
So wait a minute, they really did a show. They did kind of a progressive show back then.
Yes. Oh. It was.
Darling, what is the episode? Give me the number of the episode.
So listen, there's a big ending to it. So he says, you know, he can't play both. If you do that kind of thing, one of those things has to suffer. And the coach says, no, that's not necessarily true. And he says, well, I think so. The coach walks over to the piano, sits down. The coach walks over to the piano, sits down, and starts playing classical music beautifully.
Ma'am, I think someone doesn't want to hear about this episode. Someone's very upset.
What do you think? Do you think she's right or not?
I think if you are, you really saying, Rob, tell me it's not true.
I think
yes, I am, Mike.
I don't think so. Between the two of us, we don't know it.
I can't believe you don't
know
this.
That's it. It's official. It never happened.
It did too.
Mike, you're right.
Landmark episode.
You mock us, but you are speaking the truth.
Why would Andorra make this up?
Andorra. Thank you.
All right, goodbye, Andorra.
Goodbye.
So he went over and played the piano, huh?
Impossible.
Classical.
That's impossible.
I think
that did not happen.
Did not happen.
It was a very special Andy of Mayberry.
It was aired only once, and the tape was burned. It was aired in Honora's house.
God, you know, that's all people want to talk about now is the brothers on Mayberry.
Yeah.
Brett.
Hey, how you doing?
Andy of Mayberry, yes.
That is correct, but the guy, he was a football player. It wasn't baseball.
So it's football and piano, not baseball and piano?
It was definitely football, and he was a football.
Well, now hold on. I do remember when Opie, because he had the cute, like, Frank Gifford helmet. I do remember, you know, the leather helmet.
Was it a color episode or a black and white?
It was not color, but it was a black and white one.
Did the coach come over and play the piano?
The coach did come over and play the piano. He talked to him about, you know,
maybe they cut the black guy out when the show went to syndication.
Probably.
A lot of times.
Yeah, I'm sure that's plausible.
When a show goes to syndication,
all the Klansmen producers of Mayberry said, man, we're going to put this on syndication. You cut that out.
Hold on now. This is coming out wrong. You're misinterpreting my words.
Okay.
You're being a conjurer now.
All right. Okay.
What I'm saying is, if it was a very small part, a lot of times when you're watching situation comedies,
right?
By the time they get to TV, they cut out like 5 minutes of the show, so they had more commercials.
But it sounds like Andorra, it's what she says, that's like the major payoff. So they couldn't cut
it. They couldn't
but
cut
Mike
that
also,
out.
I must tell you, that yes, they cut it out because he's black.
That's right.
So it wouldn't be in reruns.
But it was football, not baseball, and ragtime, not classical.
Okay. Well, we really explored
Mayberry.
Yes. Now I'll try my moron brother.
Maybe
one
he
more
was
time.
He was inserted with CGI later
to make the show more progressive.
Exactly. You know, the thing is, I'm not. I couldn't stake my reputation as a genius on Andy of Mayberry.
You don't. But you're reasonably sure now. You believe that there was probably this show.
I find it odd that between
really,
the two
don't laugh at me, Mike.
Why would she? I'm trying not to. You're making it very,
why would
very hard.
Why? Because I'm serious. Because I'm serious about it.
Because I am. That is serious.
Yes, Jimmy, call me back, or I'll try and call you back.
Maybe he's practicing piano.
Jimmy,
solidarity.
Never mind.
Before football practice.
Yeah.
His little helmet.
God, now I'm not going to be able to stop thinking about that. here's the thing.
Wow.
I would remember a brother on Andy and Mayberry.
Or would you block it?
I'm kidding. For instance, I'll tell you, I remember the brothers on the Dick Van Dyke Show.
Uh-huh.
There were one or two brothers that were always in the background scene. There was the guy from Mission Impossible when they thought that they switched the babies.
Right.
Great, great scene. My boy.
And then I can't, beyond that, I guess that's it for brothers on Dick Van Dyke.
Well, what do you think? I mean, do you think this lady made it up, or?
Yes.
I think she's confused.
But then she got corroborated by the other...
Well, that's just some full moon caller. Well, Tommy.
Yeah.
Tommy.
Yeah. Don, I don't know the episode, but perhaps you will remember this. Toby was walking home from school one day, and a big black guy jumped out of the woods and stole his tennis shoes.
All right. Here we go. Now the full moon caller.
Nipsey Russell was on Car 54. Where are you? He was a regular.
Ryan.
What's up, my brother?
Hi, Ryan.
You know, the other racist thing about that Andy of Mayberry show, the only Indian fellow they ever had on the show was the cat who owned the 7-Eleven.
It's like being in a parallel universe.
Mayberry, Mayberry RFD.
Sean.
Hey.
Sean.
I'm not a TV file, but I looked it up on the internet. Yeah. I have the episode number 215. And Mike, it was an ex-New York Giant who played the football coach.
Wow.
They only give his last name. Conrot, C-O-N-R-O-T, an ex-New York Giant who
played... Conrot, that's before my time.
Mm. He played Coach Flip Conroy, the football coach.
If it's episode 215, though, it should be in color.
What's the color's favorite?
I'm just looking at text.
For our sepia tone.
Last name Conrot.
No, just think about it. That would be like season 6.
Yeah.
Hold on.
I'm going to get...
That's all I got.
Hold on. Thank you, my friend. Hold on. Hold on. Give me a second.
Because I've got it.
Hold on. 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65. I believe in season 7, Andy of Mayberry went to color.
215. I got to know, because I don't remember that.
Rob, they averaged
right
30, but they averaged 30 shows a year as opposed to 22 now.
I know. It would be
so
awful.
So that would
close.
Be 120 shows in only 4 years. Seems to...
That
I
would
don't
be
believe
close.
It. I don't believe it. Mike?
Hi, Mike. How are you?
How are you doing, Mike?
I'm having a special day, boys. I'm having a special day.
We all are. Why is that?
No, it's just fun. Who gives a rat's ass?
Because I do.
It's 215, whether it was color or black and white.
We do, Mike.
I know.
Hello.
Maybe Andorra watched on a black and white set.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
I just wanted to sympathize with you on the Brian Wilson thing.
Dagnabbit, I'll write myself a note. I forgot to bring the disc in. I promise I'll bring it tomorrow.
Where was it? You were talking about
Daytona 500. Brian Wilson sang Good Vibrations, the worst performance of his life.
It was obviously on the tube, so there might be a recording of it somewhere.
Oh, there's a recording on my TiVo.
Oh, you have it?
I've got it on my TiVo because...
In color?
So it was episode 216.
Oh, the black and white 500.
You know, I ended up getting it because I have Beach Boys.
Oh, okay.
And it always picks up that dumb ABC Blackie Parrish made for a TV movie about
right,
the Beach Boys.
Right, so you got to be. Is that why you TiVo the Daytona 500?
I didn't. That's why
TiVo thought for you?
TiVo did it for me.
Excellent.
Thank you, TiVo.
No TiVo, no.
I'm mad at my TiVo. It keeps recording Heart to Heart.
Really? Mad?
Yeah.
Mrs. H.
No, not the good Heart to Heart.
Gorgeous.
Oh.
Like the made-for-TV movies.
Oh, no.
Yeah, from the mystery.
The color ones.
Very hard to find. Very hard to find a brother on Heart to Heart, right?
That's right.
Unless it was a perp of some port, of some type.
Mm-hmm.
But many times that's how blacks were portrayed on TV.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. The history of television.
It's an awful stereotype.
It is an awful stereotype.
It stops today.
On this show.
Right here, gentlemen.
Right.
Okay.
Solidarity.
That's right. Right on.
Okay, why don't you get away from the microphone?
Hello, Jack.
Okay, you.
Hello, Jack.
You're starting to creep me out a little bit.
Hello, Jack.
Jack.
We don't have all day. What are you doing, Jack? Guy, said on the screen, maybe you're right about the full moon. Said on the screen he had the name of the black guy from Andy and Mayberry. From another episode.
The character's name was Flip Conroy.
No, but the guy had another episode where there was another brother that allegedly, according to what Joe had on the screen, had a speaking line in Andy of Mayberry.
So that would be two.
That would be two episodes. Simply too many.
It's crazy talk.
Oh, God. Mike, I'm kidding.
I know, you're a kidder.
He's not. I am.
That's different.
I hope you enjoyed this edition of Jimmy's NASCAR Garage.
Did Jimmy stiff you? Was he supposed to be sitting there waiting for you?
No, listen, here's the thing.
Was this the wild card you were talking about?
Oh, no.
What's the wild card?
Is that for tomorrow? I have to save it for a time when the show is not so friggin' riveting.
Right.
On the off chance that we're not talking about something exciting like
which episode was in color?
Yes, then I'll break out the wild card.
Okay, very good.
It's a good wild card from our past.
Ah.
A blast from our past.
Very exciting.
When we come back, I know the setup on this. Okay, here's what this is called. Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, here's the deal. We get these come-ons for people that want to be on the show all the time. Because we like talking to quirky people.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Yeah.
So we get this junk in the mail. Virgin panties. Virgin underpants is what this broad is hawking. And I asked Beth Ann, dude, look into this. This sounds interesting. So it turns out the underpants are not special in any way, except they have printed on them slogans like, you know, do not enter until married, mm-hmm. stuff like that. So it sounds to me like some piece of crap you'd get at Spencer Gifts.
Right.
So here's how we're going to play, and please trust me on this.
Okay.
This is not a Rob game, okay? Mm-hmm.
Yes, okay.
One,
of course.
This one came right up here from the intergovernment.
Mm-hmm.
It's simply believe it or not. Here's the thing. We'll get this broad on the phone. We'll talk to her. We'll give her about a minute. Ask her about this without being overt. The question is, does she really believe in virginity? If she really believes in virginity, mm-hmm. well, then we'll give her a couple of minutes and we'll talk about her stupid underpants.
Okay.
If she's just a huckster.
That's just selling these to make a quick, fast buck.
She will be treated rudely,
mm-hmm.
and she will be dismissed.
All right.
And it will be the angry type of radio that we know you animals love.
Absolutely.
But if she's on the up and up, like mm-hmm. if she really says that, you know, you shouldn't do that, then we'll talk to her for a minute.
Very good.
Play along. But something tells me, mm-hmm. I've seen these underpants.
Uh-huh. You're wearing them right now. As am I.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
big, big word on the front, do not enter. That's what it says. God, you're, I can't breathe.
You're wearing the backwards if it does do not enter.
Yeah. I'm actually wearing two pairs. Front and back.
Mine say welcome.
Yeah. Of course they do, Buzz. I'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Trey says he's never been fishing before. So can he and I take turns with my fishing pole?
All right. Better still, I'll let him have one of my poles, and then you can both have one.
Gee, thanks, Sheriff. You can let him use your pole, Paul? The big one?
Sure. But you all got to get some sleep. I know. One of you come in my room.
Okay, Paul.
Oh, no, wait a minute. You go, fine. Trey. You stay in your own bed.
Oh.
Trey gonna sleep in your bed, Paul?
Take the other kid.
Don't worry about it. You'll see him first thing in the morning. I'll bring him in as soon as he dozes off. Go to sleep.
I hope.
Oh,
boy.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
So totally refreshing.
They mean no disrespect to Orientals.
No, we don't.
Don and Mike.
All right, everybody. Our website is www.donandmikewebsite.com. Tomorrow it's the Florida FLA getaway, courtesy of deltavacations.com.
I was going to mention, since you mentioned the website, it's really not too early to start thinking about an Easter gift.
Mm-hmm. because Jesus, if he was alive, he would be wearing that leather jacket from our souvenir store,
probably,
wouldn't he?
Right as he's risen up.
Wouldn't he?
He'd rise up with the jacket on, says Don and Mike on it, with the wool and the cotton, with the wool and the leather sleeve.
Well, listen, here's what, let's just cut to the chase.
Okay.
We talked to Jesus, and we said, Jesus, how would you describe our website?
It's a lot of fun.
Right, you heard it.
Yeah, that was Jesus.
And Jesus, that whole Last Supper thing, what was going on there?
You know, when you have an ensemble show.
All right, I got you. And basically.
It's a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun.
Okay, you ready to play? What is it? Christ has risen, but our prices never vary.
Absolutely.
It's a lot of fun.
Hey, we hold the line on that. That's a good one.
All right. Fine. Well, what's wrong with that music? God.
Seems to be one of those. It's the full moon.
Sounds fine to me.
This is like the intruder thing.
Is this millionaire music?
No, yeah. This is Greed.
That's right.
It's our ripoff to Millionaire.
Yes, that's
we
it.
We couldn't get the licensing for the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Right. Huh.
All right, we'll try something else. And the woman's on the telephone now.
Oh, dear.
Her name is Yvette Thomas. And cue up anytime today.
Here comes.
Any, you know, we're going to be back on in Green Bay before this goddamn thing cues up.
I doubt it.
Anytime.
It was working before, during the dress rehearsal.
Yeah.
It was working great, Beav.
All right, we'll do it without the music. Her name is Yvette Thomas.
She will fascinate you.
Weight wear is what this thing is, celebrating celibacy.
Oh.
Lingerie for the celibate. For the celibate. I'm saying celibate. I read it like it's written.
Well, wait, maybe it is celibate.
Oh, bye. We'll find out, Mike.
Well, when you say somebody's like a sodomite.
All right, right. It's two shirts and panties that have these crazy slogans on them. If, in fact, she is just a huckster, we will be rude. And we will dismiss her as the bitch she is. If she really believes this junk about virginity and stuff, then we'll give her a second to sell her underpants. All right, let's welcome now to the Don and Mike show. Here is Yvette. Hi, Yvette.
Hi, Yvette.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, thanks for joining us. Let me see. Weight wear. Tell us about the underpants, the panties for virgins.
Actually, weightwear is more than just panties. We have a line of underwear and t-shirts and accessories.
And it spotlights virginity, correct?
Yes. The whole message around the clothing line is promoting virginity and abstinence until marriage.
And how many different items do you have? And I'm not saying total with different slogans, but you sell t-shirts, panties, anything else?
We are currently working on a necklace. We have a 14-karat gold necklace in the shape of our company logo, which is the W-square, which we've coined.
Is everything your company makes, is it centering around virginity?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Ma'am, you yourself, were you a virgin until you were married?
No, I was not.
Oh, dear. And where do you stand on that subject?
Well, that's how I think really weight wear came to be. Basically, I had made a commitment. I'm a single parent of three, never been married. And one day the light bulb went on. And
obviously, you weren't wearing the underpants.
And I said,
three times.
I have to be an example for my children.
Uh-huh. So you believe in the reason you started this company is because...
Hold on, please don't put words in the witness's mouth.
All right.
But go ahead, Mike.
Well, let me see how
there's
I
no other way around it.
Yeah, there's really no other way around. So you started this company because you wanted to send that message out. That's what your belief is, that you should wait till you're...
Well, I think it was more of a subconscious thing because at the time I was being challenged myself.
What would you say to the young women buying your underpants? Would you say to them... Do not have sex before you're married or buy the underpants, and if you're going to have sex, be careful about it.
No, the underwear, the shirts, they all are basically have a message that gives its wearer a reminder. And what I hope to do with the underwear is that people will look at it and say, reinforce their values. It's not going to be a barrier against having sex, but it's going to be something that's going to...
This is awful.
Of your
this sex. Is awful. This is because
You thought she was just a huckster?
Yes.
And she believes.
No, she believes in it, Don. You were going to dismiss her if she was a huckster.
Well, you know what?
What if someone...
I have had a very good response from just people around the country.
How many dozens of pairs would you like to buy them for your daughters?
I will buy the factory out, basically. Absolutely.
What if someone buys your virginal underpants as a goof, you know, dripping with irony?
That, you know, have people done that?
You know what? I don't know.
And some hoes and bitches
honestly,
out there?
It's a thing usually from the response that I've gotten from around the country. It's been a very positive response.
Well, you know,
I get a couple of quirks every once in a while, but for the most part, even the guys.
I probably warned you. I was buying up a lot of them. I'd get a little nervous.
You have won a commercial on the show. It's weightwear.com. In fact, we were playing a game with you.
Explain to her what we were doing.
We're playing a game called Believe It or Not. That if we found out that you did not really believe in virginity, in a celibacy,
right,
then we would have been rude and dismissive to you. We would have called you awful names, and we would have sent you on your way.
But since you have convinced us that you truly do stand behind and believe in your product, you have won a free commercial on the show.
But I've already given it to you because I've said weightwear.com. So if you're a virgin, go to weightwear.com.
And you get good response from parents and kids and all that?
From everybody. And listen, it's not just for virgins. It's for those people who are single parents. Those people who
I understand. It's somebody who may have had the unwanted pregnancy, but wants to change now and actually will not get married again unless we have a producer that's doing that.
Yeah, but I got news for you. I mean, once that cow's been out of the barn, I mean, once that... Once that seal has been broken.
What would those panties say? Ma'am?
You know what? We're not working on that line. We are focused with our abstinence avenues.
And you can remain celibate. You can remain celibate at any time in your life. You can stop and you know.
So I've been happily married for I don't know how long, and my wife and I have been almost 25 years, and we've had abstinence since my son was born.
Oh, that's sad.
20 years ago. Yeah, I'm kidding.
Now this is something though.
No, I'm not.
You can't push this on kids, or it might have the opposite reaction, right?
Right. You can't push it on kids, but. The clothing line that I designed, I actually use focus groups of youth between 14 and 24.
Do you sell thongs?
When I'm designing things that they like and things that they will wear. So
it's a valid question.
Do you sell
styles are fashionable.
Honey, do you sell thongs?
Pardon me?
Do you sell thongs?
No, you know what? When we first started, we did have thongs, and let me tell you why.
Okay,
why that?
I wasn't going to do thongs, but then I had a response from women saying thongs is not just a sexual thing.
Right.
Some women just like the thongs. Just
no, women prefer thongs.
For some of it, it's hygiene.
Yeah.
It's practical. It helps you clean.
Yeah, but women prefer thongs. Some women prefer thong underwear.
And this underwear is just...
Like Beth Ann McBride, our producer.
This underwear is just for women. You don't make it for guys, right?
Well, we will be reintroducing our line of boxers. We did have that when we first started in 2002.
Uh-huh. Our commercial
over. We were looking for a new manufacturer. And
I'm sorry. I don't know if you heard that. I don't know.
Save some for me.
We're out of time. We're out of time. Thank you for being on Believe It or Not. You're actually a winner on Believe It or Not.
Well, good. Thank you. Good for the opportunity.
Good luck with the underwear.
Weightwear.com. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Weightwear.com.
Who would have known?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I was hoping it would be like some smelly guy.
But you know, when she was talking about the celibacy thing, I mean, that's the... you're calling her right now. That's the modus operandi there.
Yeah.
Well, up to a point.
You know, you could wear that underwear.
I know. Hold on. I was actually thinking, God, I could have started that...
Hold on.
11 years ago.
Hold on. The Beth Ann, the question is, as long as we're on the topic, I'm waiting for the music to re-cue.
We need the music.
How long has it been?
I just told you, 11 years.
11 years of celibacy?
Uh-huh.
Wow. That means, just so I'm straight on this, that means 11 years without.
Correct.
Yep. God damn, woman. Not once.
And we're raising money for tsunami victims.
I didn't have it for, you know, 24 years of my beginning of my life. But, you know, it's okay.
Wow, Beth.
Has anyone ever come close?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying, which is a great idea, you have to be reminded.
Petting to a point.
Right. Yeah.
To a point.
Are you going to buy these this line of underwear for you and your daughter?
Maybe.
1984? You're kidding me.
Your math is bad. I said 11 years, not 21.
Oh, I'm sorry. 1994.
I can say the date and the time. That's what's my
You can
mind.
Say the date
Please
and the time,
do.
Really?
What's the date and time?
It was Mother's Day.
Romantic.
Yeah. It was May 12th, May 13th, or whatever.
1994.
Mm-hmm.
And the man that will someday get the forbidden fruit will be the man that walks down the aisle with you.
Right.
That's how it's going to work.
Wow.
We got to marry her off.
I hope that fruit doesn't go bad. You know what I mean?
I don't,
Beth Ann, I don't mean anything. I just mean,
I know what you meant.
I mean, you know, for goodness sake.
I don't think it goes bad.
11 years old can go bad.
Oh, that's right.
It can
but
go
it
bad.
But it goes bad for the other reasons.
Yeah, but it can go bad.
Overuse.
For a variety of reasons.
Mostly it's overuse.
Yeah. All right, B.A.
Okay.
As always, been great talking to you on Believe It or Not. Not only was that woman correct about the underpants, we had to give her the commercial. We found out it's been 11 years for old B.A. McBride.
And the woman sounded like she was in the same category
as
you.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. She has three kids.
Yeah, but she did it. But she got three times. I mean, wouldn't you think after the second time, maybe back off and wait?
I really can't judge anyone. I don't know.
Sure you can, Beth Ann. It's fabulous.
Yeah, you're on this show. You can
I've already judged you.
Were the three kids...
You're
that
very uptight. You need to get laid, Beth Ann.
Okay.
I've judged you.
I know you have, but I'm fine.
Were the three kids that Yvette had, were they out of wedlock, did she say? I couldn't tell.
Yeah, she was... I don't know. I didn't talk to her that long. You've talked to her more than I have.
Said never married.
And don't you think music helps whatever we're talking about?
Any subject. It just adds some dramatic quality to it.
Brothers on Mayberry. Were there blacks on the Jetsons?
We weren't sure whether Jimmy was home or not.
Do you remember 1994?
Was episode 215 in color?
Which has lasted longer? Beth Ann's celibacy or the run of TV's Seventh Heaven? That's a real question. Boy, I ask you.
I think it would be me.
Yeah, Beth Ann wins.
Yeah, that's right. Beth Ann wins by a year.
And has anyone seen Bonnie Franklin's hands? Talons. Is it Tuesday or Wednesday?
Hey, Dad, that's right, bud.
Yeah. That's how it all started.
That's right. Okay, thanks, B.A.
You're welcome.
Goodbye.
Here she goes. Marilyn, give me some free samples.
I have no idea.
I kind of think, though, that's the type of thing, if as a parent, you were to introduce that, don't you think it would have the opposite reaction?
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
I'm giving your daughter's free license to...
Right.
Go.
Say, hey,
go
we're going to rebel, Daddy.
We're going to experiment with the
We were going to be saints. We were going to be angels until you came up with that on that stupid underwear.
And we're going to make sure we do it with a guy who's got a gun in his car. Who's just robbed an ATM, Dad. All because of these underpants.
Yeah, I think I might want to avoid that.
Yeah. Right. But anyway, Beth Ann, wow. Yeah.
11 years.
Like before The Simpsons, I think.
Can I tell you something? 11 hours.
Mm-hmm.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
Not with a partner.
Yeah, you understand.
Oh, of course.
Understood.
You know.
But just a period of time.
I play solitaire.
Yeah.
I always win at that game.
Yeah. But of course.
What?
We'll see. We're entering into territory. We shouldn't be.
But what? But what?
Solitaire.
Yeah, what about it?
We didn't ask about solitaire.
Okay.
And
she wouldn't tell us anyway.
It's not the same thing. And with solitaire...
You play solitaire? Read between the lines.
Oh, I was talking to Big Don O'Brien. He called in about the Andy Griffin episode.
Yes.
You play solitaire?
Yeah, she's not saying.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're human.
Bye-bye.
That's one of the qualifications. That's all you know.
See, in a way, you and I have both had periods of self-esteem for a very long time.
Yeah.
And I'm sure Buzz has, too.
That's true.
We all have.
How about you, boy? That's the one thing you don't like talking about is sex.
Yeah, I'm in one right now.
A period of celibacy?
Yeah.
All right, very good.
Well, solitaire, like any good card game, you need a good hand.
Okay. All right. Hey.
Okay,
right.
Sprout.
That is his outfit today.
This is a symphony in dreams today.
We will be right back.
He's the Don and Mike Show.
Well, that one's too close. There you go. There's a plug for you, though, Mike.
Thanks.
Close to this one.
Kind of like having a cocktail party, people coming in and out of conversations, a lot of energy in the room. It's a lot of fun.
When the tumor was dissected into tiny pieces and analyzed,
tumor diamond
pathologists found it to contain some very bizarre things.
It's a lot of fun.
A dermoid is an unusual type of tumor. It can contain any type of human tissue. In fact, this patient had both hair and teeth in portions of this massive tumor.
It's a lot of fun. The Don and Mike Show. You know, when you have an ensemble show, somebody's always the spark plug.
Where's that shut up? Where's that great shut up?
It's the best shut up of all time.
Of all time.
I think it is, and we're going to get it for you, no matter what.
Of all time.
Keep looking. Hold on. Ah, there you go. You got it. Okay. Try that again.
You know, when you have an ensemble show, somebody's always the spark plug.
Shut up! That's better. Time for Billy Bush now from Access Hollywood tonight on NBC4 at 7:30 around the country. Check your local listings. Well, speaking of NBC4, turn on the TV.
Okay, it's on.
Let me know when Bob Ryan comes on, and we will get his weather forecast live on the radio.
Okay, let's see if they're starting to spin like tops already.
Or if we can finish this up from Access Hollywood.
That's impossible.
Here's Billy Bush. Hi, Billy.
Gentlemen!
Dude, now, I'll tell you that Beth Ann McBride has had an extraordinary day. She's revealed a lot about herself on the show today.
She certainly has.
She's had problems with some of the computers. So normally she'll come in and say, today we're going to talk about this with Billy or this with Billy. She came in 30 seconds before we go on there. She said, it's something about Michael Jackson. Mm. And I said, well, you got to tell me more. It's about a girl in his video. I said, please ask Billy what it is.
Yeah.
So as we're going on the air.
Is that when she said, really?
Then she put them on. I said, what is it? She said, I don't know, but it's good. Just ask him.
Okay.
And she ran out of the room.
Excellent.
So
that's
Billy,
a good enough tease for me.
I hope it lives up to the hype. What about the kids on your...
I don't know what she's talking about. I kid. This girl, you know the video, the way you make me feel? Michael, the way you make me feel. Go, Michael. Working it. Out in the alleyway, the hot girl along the car. She, you know, he pins her up against the car, that whole thing, and they're breathing close to each other.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, this woman, Nadia, she tells us this story of when they were putting this together, there was a flirtation, and she felt the flirtation, and she felt that Michael was, you know, hot for her, and he got close, and he was curling his lip and looking at her in some way, and she was thinking about, you know, in one of the takes, you know, he was inviting her, so she kind of kissed him on the cheek in one of the takes, and he liked it. He thought it was good, and all the people gave her feedback, this is good, Michael likes it, and then they went on tour, and on the tour, she was on stage, and the moment came, and she was like, I'm going to kiss Michael, he's totally into it, this is great. She kissed Michael on the mouth.
And
you know, she thought it was cool, and Michael's mother, Catherine, called and said, well, Michael thinks you're great. He really likes you. The chemistry's great up there. He's really having fun. And next thing you know, Michael's people and management just iced her. Boom. Got too close to the King of Pop. Gone.
Fire.
Zero. Kicked off the tour in seconds. This is her story, and she says that that was it.
So hold on.
So, I mean, her speculation that he did this because he was totally really in real life, he was hooked out by the fact that she kissed him?
Well, she never spoke to Michael. I mean, after that, it was just his people asked her and said, you're done. That's it. Thank
one
you.
Kiss,
goodbye.
One kiss on the mouth.
Just
one
cut
kiss.
Off at that moment and just never knows why.
Well, you know why? Because he likes kissing boys. I mean, she's a girl.
Yeah, I mean, why? It could only come from him.
Right, and here's what's dumb. Why would you send her goons over to say stop that? Wouldn't you want as much of that propaganda out, even if it's not just
absolutely.
That Michael Jackson
the germs.
Likes, Michael Jackson likes
bring up the germs.
I don't know. You never know what, I mean, first of all, this is the woman's story, and, you know, we got a statement from Michael's people, and they said, look, this is one more person trying to take advantage of the situation and, you know, get their name in lights. And
she's obviously,
they discredit her completely, but, you know, if you think about it, Michael does.
Are you burping? What are you doing, Billy? Are you burping or eating? What are you doing there?
I had a little acid reflux. But I mean, it, you know, he, a lot of people in his career over time have gotten close, and when they've gotten close, he's axed them.
And then she's
he's
obviously
having many situations, spokespeople, publicists.
All right. Wow. She's obviously hot too, right?
Yeah, she's older now. I mean, she's still hot.
Okay. Billy, has she hit the wall?
No, I mean, she's an attractive lady, but she cries in the piece. She's like, torn apart.
Let me ask you, if you weren't married, would you be interested in meeting her at one of your Access Hollywood on-location shoots? You know,
she wouldn't be at the top of the list.
Okay, I understand. You communicated.
But if she kissed you, would you ice her?
I don't know. You got to be in the spot, I guess. Yeah. It's been 7 years, man.
Yeah. This is how men speak. What Billy is saying, I believe, was maybe back in the day.
In her day when she was on tour.
But now she's a pig.
Yeah, well, no, she's not a pig. She's a target. I just didn't like her makeup. I'll be honest with you. Look at the piece.
Fair enough.
Look at her makeup.
Very good.
All right, we'll watch you tonight. Access Hollywood. That's 7:30. And check your local listings. Billy, talk to you soon, dude.
Thank you, guys.
All right, bye-bye.
There he is.
Billy Bush. I like him.
Yeah.
I like him. On, gone. What,
oh my
Michael?
God, I'm gonna get mouth on. This you should not do. You should not say he's an animal. You should not say he's jackal.
Really? Oh, I've got girl germs on my mouth. She kissed me on my mouth. Like, fire her, Tito.
Like you don't get germs from, like, the pens. And,
I know.
Pampers.
They're more innocent germs.
God. She can no longer tour with the Michael Jackson show.
Let's turn on Channel 4.
All right, it's on. Yeah, I've been watching it.
Are they doing the weather yet?
No, they're doing the news right now.
So they're leading. That means they're leading without weather.
Go with 5.
All right.
Can you switch it to 5, 7, and 9?
I believe that I can.
Here we go. As Buzz operates the TV.
Huh?
A good kiss tastes like Similac.
Oh.
Gross.
Nope. Everybody's still doing news right now. Nope. No.
So what they're doing now,
lowballing.
They're choosing the lowball.
Mm-hmm. Or else it's 5:04. Our time. Either that or they covered it already and they just teased.
No. Yeah, we might have missed it.
Yeah, like, no. Uh-uh. I mean, they might have teased the weather, but they haven't spent any time.
What's 9 doing?
Same thing. Everybody's doing the hard news, the blood and guts stuff right now.
What about 5?
There must be some serious blood and guts there.
No, it's just another day in D.C.
What was the school bus crash? No kids were hurt, yeah. but they loved that because the driver was on a cell phone or something like
anybody
that.
Anybody neutering cats in an elementary school anymore?
No, but I'll have an update on that later.
Hold on. Here's that bus. Keep watching. Let us know as soon as the weather guy gets on. We're going to nail one of these weather guys today on the show.
Amen.
Here's an Adrian Zemet update. I like to call this a Has-Been Hall of Fame update.
Very good. He's the first inductee.
Some caller here from Reno, Harry.
Hey, Harry. He's playing at the Golden Phoenix in a show called The Perfect 10 in the main
hold
show.
Hold on a second. We're having a problem with the tape.
That sounds fine to me.
Hold on.
Is this the intruder?
No. Is this supposed to be? God, Rob. It just ain't working. I think it's the machine.
No, I don't think it must
be. Is that the same machine we put the damage tape in?
Yeah.
We might have screwed the machine up.
No. Fine, let's try this tape.
Solid ears.
That works? Okay.
Here we go. I'm going to fix it.
Okay. Wow. Everybody's breaking stuff today. And
breaking news.
Breaking news.
All right, Adrian Zemet is in a show.
Yeah, he's in a show called Perfect 10. That's playing it in the main showroom at the Golden Phoenix.
Is it a girly show?
Yeah, I believe it is.
Yeah, you said he was doing that.
Has been. But thank you, my friend.
No problem. Take care.
We never get hate calls about this, about Billy Bush.
What?
Cecilia, you're breaking my heart. You're breaking my confidence daily. Oh, it's Cecilia.
I'm going to break Billy Bush or whatever his name.
Why?
What's wrong with him?
His little tidbit snippet about Michael and the dancer, it was full of inaccuracy.
Oh, come on now.
Please don't tell me you're a Michael Jackson defender.
I'm not a defender,
good. But
I have watched the trial hoopla very closely and a lot of documentaries and everything that have run regarding him.
Cecilia.
Yes?
Listen, he touches kids. You know that.
Oh, I do know that.
What are the inaccuracies you're worried about?
Okay, number one, the dancer's name is not Nadia, it's Tatiana that he's referring to.
Okay, BFD. This is Cecilia.
Okay, listen. His whole story was on the VH1 Michael Jackson. And Michael Jackson's childhood.
A much more credible story.
Okay, and
it was because the dancer was on there, and she recited the story that Billy just recited, but the way she said it was not the way people
said it. Cecilia, right now, you sound like every other woman in my life, and blah, 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 blah. Oh, Cecilia, shut the frig up. Shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up. He touched all the kids. You love us.
You love us.
You love us so much. And we hate you so much, Cecilia. Listen to you just going on and on and on and on.
You know, I saw you guys' pictures, and the way you sound is really cool, but you guys really look like white guys. I mean, like, really typical-looking white guys.
That is true, Cecilia.
Through and through.
We are tragically white.
Let me tell you this.
I was really surprised because you sound so cool and hip, but you're really white.
Hold on.
Look into our soul.
Soulful.
We're going somewhere else here now. You mean that we can't be cool? Because we're white?
No, I was just expecting cooler-looking pictures.
Like what did you expect, right? Give us an idea, because maybe we can modify our look to satisfy you.
The young urbanite professional.
No, you guys are taking it the wrong way.
Don, you know what I said before the photo shoot? Not enough bling.
Mike kept saying, you know what we got to do? We got to urban this up.
Yep, absolutely. But right at the last second, I took off my bling. Don took off his do-rag.
Thank you for taking my call, fellas. Have a great day.
Okay. Goodbye.
Cecilia.
Bye,
lovely Cecilia.
Bye, sweetie. Can I tell you something else? I don't know why we have this. I hate Simon and Garfunkel, and I hate this freaking record. And I hate the fact that people think it was groundbreaking because they had the balls back in 19, whatever it was, to say, hey, was it Making Love in the Afternoon? Like the controversial Simon and Garfunkel. Breaking all the rules.
That's right.
Boy, they suck.
During their stage show, whatever you do, don't kiss them on the mouth.
Buzz, what are they doing on TV now?
Yeah, commercials.
You know, see, this is a weird thing with the...
They're playing with us, Don.
Yeah.
Let's not get sucked in.
They know they're being watched.
They're tickling us.
A watchful meteorologist never boils.
What channeling are you going through now?
I'm on 7 now. I'm on my way back down the scale. 5. Everybody's talking about the earthquakes, and I'm...
The local earthquake.
Right.
Well, that's the lead into the weather.
That's what you would think. I'm still watching them, but...
All right, well, as soon as you get a weather guy, turn it on.
Well, I wasn't rumbling in the ground, but there might be plowing in the ground.
Okay. Hold on a second. Hello? Yes, is this WNFL in Green Bay? Yes, may I speak to Mark Daniels, the program director, please? Well, I'm an angry listener. I'm calling about the Don and Mike show that was canceled. What, you think I forgot about this, everybody?
Yeah, you threw that one in there. You kind of surprised me.
Yeah.
Here we were talking weather, and all of a sudden right back to WNFL. Are they putting him on the line for you?
What? And why not? I enjoyed listening to the show. And why is that? Don and Mike, I heard them say they had good ratings. You don't know those things? I would like to say that I hate the fact that you've canceled the show. You get a lot of freaking phone calls. The people in Green Bay are not hearing the fact that we're calling the station.
Of course, right.
That's what she just said to me. She was saying, I've had a... Yes, I'm going to complain about how come Don and Mike aren't on. Why aren't they on? You're carrying sports, but you're carrying all the other stupid shows. Like Imus. Well, how long will you be carrying Imus until? Changing your format on the 14th. Well, does Imus just... Does Imus, hello? Yes, does Imus, hello? Back on
the hold. Wow.
She's getting a lot of calls.
So the 14th of March, that's
the day when the whole state, when everybody gets fired on that station in Green Bay. But I wish it was the old days.
Where were you talking? Yeah, just put them on.
I know you're, here's my question. I know you're on a switchboard, hello? Listen, I'm not kidding. Listen to this. Hold on. I can put this on the air. I'm back on hold.
Abrams, where our world revolved around you, and I am the
I'm back on hold. It's like every 2 seconds.
She's very busy.
She's hold on. All my phones are ringing.
We heard they were answering phones again today for the first time for a while.
I'm still waiting, though. Still waiting. She is. When I said to her that.
Buzz, did they go to the weather while Don was waiting?
Ah, here comes the weather guy now, or he's teasing.
Turn up the microphone, Buzz. When I mentioned to her that we had good ratings.
What's the tease he's going?
When I mentioned we had good ratings, she said, yeah, I guess so. Yeah, here's my question, right? And I'm. You can't answer questions. Here's my question.
Did you hang up on your
phone? No, back on hold.
Well, that's. They're getting deluged.
Is this how they're treating the listeners? I can't stay on the line with this.
And obviously, the program director, the big honcho, is not available.
Yeah, he's not taking calls right now. Although she did say he was in the building earlier today.
Really?
For that seminar that they said he was at yesterday, that how to get your head out of your ass seminar.
Mm-hmm. Well, obviously, it didn't work.
What are we doing here? Hello? I have been speaking to this poor lady, deluged at the front desk. She says, hold on, there's really nothing I can do. She said, I know they had good ratings. We're going all sports talk. When I said, why wouldn't you keep them? I don't know. She said, everybody's calling about this. Hold on, please.
Wow, everybody's calling about
good,
it.
Good. Meanwhile, I'm still on hold.
What's great about knowing it and getting the, getting the intel on that is that we knew that they were going to do this. Otherwise, the listeners would have been completely blindsided by this.
That's right.
On March whatever day it is.
March 14th.
Hello? Okay, I'm not going to wait on hold just to scream at a poor reception.
But would you characterize what she said? I mean, that yeah. They're getting swamped with these calls?
With calls.
Good.
And they can be from people that listen to Ivan.
No. Yeah. Well, I'm Mrs. Okay. DeLon.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, right.
He'll be on for...
Well, what is it? 3 weeks from now is March, whatever that date is?
Yeah, March 14th.
Well, we get back on at Green Bay. What a bunch of stupid people they are. That's there. I mean, running the radio station. Buzz, what are they doing now on TV?
Still in commercials for the most part.
Are you switching?
Yes, constantly.
I don't see you switching.
Yeah, that's because I have a sneaky thumb.
No comment.
He was talking about good hands earlier,
because you know.
Hello, Jed.
Yeah.
Hi, Jed.
Hey, guys, I was a little disappointed in Billy Bush today. That Inside Edition had that story at least 2 weeks ago.
Hey, pound sand, okay?
Oh.
Hey, it's the full moon. The only thing that will motivate...
Something's wrong!
All right, this is going so well. Let's take some phone calls. Let's do this on this full moon episode.
Ow!
Okay.
This is going to be really scary. I'm not kidding you this time.
I want to tell you, I've got so much good stuff that I'd like to read to you. Yeah, because I love reading stories.
And we love it when you do.
Who takes telephone calls instead?
So tomorrow you'll have your stuff, more of your stuff?
There's too much good stuff. Like, well, I'll just tell you one thing.
Okay, good. Does this have anything to do with the wild card?
Oh, it does not, Mike. It's about Lindsay Lohan.
Oh.
That in this new Disney movie that she's making,
yes.
Her boobs are too big, so they are CGI-ing them down.
Really?
Or the movie is called... Hold on a second.
Oh, it's a Herbie movie.
The movie is called Herbie Fully Loaded.
Herbie.
And you should also know that not only are they making her boobs smaller...
Herpes fully loaded.
They also took the bags out from under her eyes.
Oh, over her partying.
Okay, very good.
And then there was one of...
This is really going to be scary. I'm not kidding you this time.
Oh! I have to show you this picture.
Okay.
Because we'll put it on the website today. DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Good.
This is a true picture. Now, here is the story. Science alert. This is a story about conjoined twins. There's a 10-month-old baby in Egypt.
Oh, born, okay, yep.
Born with an unusual, but you heard this, but I've got the picture.
I've seen
this,
okay.
This kid's got a head, two heads. I mean, it's a head, they were conjoined, and they just ended up, it's a head.
Yeah, and it's and, hanging off the other head.
And the thing...
I know it's going to be scary.
The thing is, the kid, the 10-year-old kid, he's got another total head that's fused to his head, and the other head that didn't have a body could... creepily a blink
and smile
but was incapable of life. So what they finally did was they cut the one head off the kid.
Yeah, was the surgery successful?
Yes, it was. And this is just a great feel-good picture that we'll put up on the website today of the kid with the two hands.
When they removed the second head, it actually called the Don and Mike Show and said it was disappointed in Billy Bush.
Do you know that picture is so weird that it looks to me like it's almost one of those doctor's photographs?
Do you know that everybody, I swear to Christ, I've shown this to us, that that's Photoshop. I mean,
it's got to be.
Everybody. No, I believe it's true.
From MSNBC.
It looks so. Well, I had it on my Yahoo website. Yeah.
Fall in February, 6.3. Who knows? You could get it with all one storm.
Get a load.
Yeah, show points now. I'm trying to break it down for you. And then we'll go over to Howard. Here's the deal. Heaviest snow between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. tomorrow. Both rush hours are going to be impacted. I know one time we thought it just might be the evening rush hour. Now we feel it's going to be both rush hours. And D.C. north is going to be all snow, some sleet south. So that will cut down the accumulation south of town. That's what we think in most of the district north of town. Now for more on where the storm is, it's just cold there in place.
I ask you, around the country, did anybody follow any of that?
No.
It's double, listen to the double speak.
Forecast confidence is much higher with this event than, let's say, the last event. Let me explain what's going on. First off,
forecast confidence.
You really see this cold there, the south coming down.
Let me just explain this to you. Here in D.C., they flip out about the weather, and we have the worst weathermen in the world. They cannot accurately predict the weather. They guess the weather.
The storm itself, this is starting to come out of the lower Mississippi Valley. You already see a little bit of snow around the St. Louis area. This track, though, is also going to be favorable for us. It's not going to go this
favorable.
Way.
All right, listen to the way they talk. Favorable for us.
We come out of the Texas, Louisiana area and go off to our south, which is a very favorable
Howard storm. My man, Howard Bernstein.
Specifically the Washington area. That's why we're thinking mainly of snow events, maybe a little sleet mist, and especially south, but it'll probably be the biggest storm we see.
What does that mean?
Our confidence is pretty high with this.
Confidence is pretty high.
We never really ran out of land with snowfall accumulation. That was going to go north and west.
It's a forecast, not a target.
Losing the air moving in, the same time the moisture rise. That's always good. Temperatures don't be deceived.
That's always good. Oh, wasn't that scary?
40s for Great Falls.
Let's see what the forecast is.
Points are falling.
How much snow?
And 47 for Tampa.
Don't talk about
the low temperature tonight around 31. Eight for a low on all. Tonight is how cold that
is. Let's go to Albany now. Just
Albany. Let's go to Albany 1,000 miles from here.
27 to 32 and winds northeasterly at 10. Now we'll put this into motion for you. The clouds by midnight will be overspreading the area. We think by dawn we're going to see snow in almost all the metro area. Even an inch or so by 7, 8 o'clock in the morning. It's very heavy snow around lunchtime.
God, I wish this was safe. We could stop it.
Freezing temperature.
They just said it would start at 8 o'clock.
Rain snow line.
No, Mike, you just said we'd have an inch by 7, right?
Folks down in Northern Neck, we'll see more of a mixture of sleet. That's why you guys are no longer in the bullseye.
Where's Northern Neck?
Bullseye, the district north. By 6 p.m., still some leftover snow. All heavy snow will have ended by 6 p.m. Don't be surprised if snow lingers until midnight. As we get into Friday,
there you go.
Heavy snow will be
over. Hold on, that's it right there.
So here's how we're going to break it down now. Looks like by morning, the snow's going to start and become pretty hefty, we think, late in the morning. 2 to 4 inches by noon. So watch the temps, 28 to 33, winds northeast 10 to 15. By afternoon, snow, heavy early in the afternoon, 2 to 4, total of 4 to 8 inches.
Oh!
High temperature, 25 to 30. And that's going to go down.
I don't believe
it. The next 7 days? It's
I don't believe it. Thank you, bud. You can turn it off. But do you hear how all over the place
they're
that forecast is?
They say the snow started at 8 o'clock, then it's like by dawn it should be starting, Mike.
Then 2 to 4, then 2 to 4 on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
And they talk about places that have nothing to do with the Washington
D.C. area. You're good at algebra, you can sort that out.
No stopping at 8 o'clock, but might linger till midnight.
That's 6 o'clock.
And then he said it would end at midnight. So somewhere either at 6 o'clock or midnight or somewhere in the
evening.
And if you're in the Northern Neck, it'll be sunny in 80.
Now, do you get around the country why we get so pissed off with these weather guys?
That was a perfect forecast.
And when you look through that, it's like the double speak
but
there.
But, John, their confidence is very high.
Their confidence, the forecast confidence.
Forecast confidence very high.
And what also is good on Channel 9, they did some good conjuring with a two-person forecast.
Yeah, they
cancel each other out.
Copper's shut and Howard Bernstein, right? One guy says, we're going to get 2 inches of snow. The other guy says, we get 8 inches of snow. Just so either way, they got it covered.
I got it.
What?
I've got a brilliant idea.
Right.
You all have two forecasters, and they give different forecasts. And you make it a point counterpoint, and then the guy that gets the forecast wrong has to do something like you and I do when we do those stupid facts.
I wish. Wait, how long have you and I been screaming for real retribution to be afraid? You know, I mean, I want vigilante justice for these bastard weather guys.
Stop or shut back here with Howard. Did you remember Howard yesterday called for 4 to 8 inches? I was saying 2 to 3. I was right, he was wrong, and therefore we're going to take a knitting needle and put it through his thigh.
I just want to tell you, after the break, Bob Ryan will be back with his exclusive time lock on the storm.
Is the guy on his other stage?
Yeah. Now wait.
Right. He is the beam.
Yeah.
Of the double speed.
We have to take a commercial break, Mike.
That might work out.
Damn, damn. James.
Damn, damn.
Phone scan.
Yeah, right?
Okay. Phone scan growing out of my head. When we come right back. I already heard that. You're calling.
This is the Don and Mike Show.